Right.
And they want to go back to that. I think that was fun. That was probably the one time a year I used to watch the seniors.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously...
I don't know. All I know is they're making bank over on a tour that not that many people are interested in. So they got something going for them.
Yeah.
So I'll give them all credit
for
that.
There's at the Legends, they had a over 70.
That's compelling.
Yeah. And
Billy score 100.
Billy Casper finished in third.
About that.
So he can shoot 105 in the Masters, but over 70, man, he's
They dummy Billy
top three, baby.
Good for Billy. All right, 9:46 on the ticket. We're at Grubbs Nissan, Rick and Craig, T-Box, and Avid Golfer Magazine. We'll be out here till about 10 o'clock. And you can try to get some great deals. $159. Merely $159 will put you in a brand-new Altima for 2 years.
I was looking at
that.
That
is an Altima
nice.
Sweet ride.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be one of the best bargains in the history of automobile history.
Hey, you still want a Titan?
Yeah.
We sold a bunch of Titans for him last week because...
Right. Because we're good salesmen.
A pretty good deal
on
it.
Great deal.
How about $279 a month for a 39-month lease?
Wow.
Pretty good.
How long is 39 months?
A little over 3 years.
Interesting. 39 months. How about that? It's pretty good.
It's too cheap to do 3 years. So
those dual cabs?
Pretty cool.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
How about a Fresca?
All right, up next, we will attempt to mix with the lovely Ben and the lovelier skin. We'll see how this goes next on the ticket.
Why do you love me?
Sports Radio 1310, the ticket says chicks like guys with skills. If you don't have nunchuck skills, computer hacking skills, or bow hunting skills, try your hand at culinary skills with the Coors Light Guy's Guide to Cooking. Read the Ticket Guy's menu of delectable delights, sure to help you close the deal on your next romance. Get yours now at any Ticket Roadshow on the state.
It might feel good, it might sound a little something. The screw doesn't know because it don't mean nothing.
Something happening, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
We're here to stay. I'm speaking for the team. We still got wet. What the hell does that mean? We needed a player to give us a spark. Hell, even the Cardinals got their hands on Will Clark. Not a single move. A Dizzy D? Because I don't count that trade for Ricky LaDee. I don't either. That was messed up, dog. It was time for a move.
Time for a change.
Like Angelina Jolie banging Mr. Sling Blade. Like Dr. Dre finding Eminem. What's up, Mr. Melvin? Was your phone plugged in? Hey, Dougie Doug. You're making it sick. But like Harvey Keitel, always showing his
That's uncomfortable.
You know, he loves it, though.
You do?
Radio. That's uncomfortable. You know, he loves it, though. You do? It might feel good if you know the situation. You tell any man helps avoid the temptation. With the good book, that he's a man of the cloth. But even the law can't stop dugout camp. It might feel good. It might sound a little something. To damn the game if it don't mean nothing. But what is game? Who got game? Where's the game? It all sounds the same. And this team is lame. I got game. He got game. She got game.
Bring your fans by your heads and shame.
It might feel good. It might sound a little something. So screw Doug Melvin because it don't mean nothing.
What about that?
Yeah.
This season is over, dog. Yeah. Y'all drink it. Rangers messed up big time at the trade deadline. Love out chaos. Much dugout chaos. Dizzy D and Coco out forever.
Radio.
The rods are off. The rods are off.
The rods
are off.
Every man here, if I don't get it.
Players, good morning to you. Good morning to you.
That's a bunch of crap.
Stop being excited. What's so great about
stop being excited?
What does that mean?
Stop being excited.
What did
stop being excited?
You're underestimated now.
What?
You're underestimated now.
You guys are unbelievable.
You're underestimated now.
It is the pressure to tell you, Chuck.
You're underestimated now.
What is up?
Hey, buddy. Top of the morning to you. I'm looking to do something really unstable. Here's my Blarney Stone. And it's not a wee thing.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Maybe not.
I don't know what that is.
is called the schlong.
You're on your master man now.
Right.
You're on your master man now.
I have two possible endings for you.
You're under my command now.
It is a pleasure to tell you.
You're under my command now.
In my hand.
You're under my command now. You're under my command now.
I don't know what that is.
That was not me. That's your computer spirit lady voice.
The Ticket Radio.
The Ticket Doctor's Radio.
Traffic
Radio. May 2nd, Jeep is a registered trademark of Daimler Chrysler. This is The Ticket.
The Mavs are hoping to bring their playoff series back to Dallas, tied two games apiece as they play Game 4 with the Rockets this afternoon. Houston still has control, leading the Mavs 2-1, but Rockets head coach Jeff Van Gundy is still frustrated after blowing a fourth quarter lead in Game 3.
We had a lead in the fourth quarter at home, and we got hammered in the fourth quarter at home.
Dallas will likely be without forward Keith Van Horn after he sprained his ankle in Game 3, and he could likely be out for the remainder of the series. Game 4 gets underway this afternoon at 4:30. Ben and Skin have the Tickets Mavs postgame show immediately following the game. Chanhill Park was great last night as he and the Rangers beat Boston 7-2 at the ballpark. Park is now 3-1 on the season, and all three wins have come against playoff teams from last year. Rangers first baseman Mark Teixeira went 2-for-4 last night and scored a run in the win, and he talked about the difference in Chanhill.
He's throwing strikes. I think that's one of the biggest things. You know, he's going after guys. He's mixing it up. He's throwing a couple different pitches for strikes and, you know, keeping them off balance.
Alfonso Soriano hit the game-winning two-run shot in the sixth off knuckleballer Tim Wakefield as Texas took Game 1 of a three-game weekend set. Tonight at 7:05, Pedro Astacio goes up against Boston's Bronson Arroyo. And in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick won yesterday's pole for Sunday's Aaron's Nextel 499 at Talladega. He starts in row one next to last year's Talladega winner, Jeff Gordon. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:10. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to the T-Box, Saturday mornings 8 to 10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. When somebody tells us a woman is out of our league, we just assume that she bowls on a different night.
953 on The Ticket. T-Box winding down at Grubbs Nissan, 183. And Norwood in Bedford, and they would love to sell you a car today. Got great deals going on, merely $159 a month on a 24-month lease for a brand-new Altima. That is choice, absolute choice. Before we mix with Ben and Skin, I want to thank a lot of people. I want to thank Grubbs Nissan. I want to thank Zeb for laying out everything expertly for the promotions table there. Lovely Lisa, lovely Markea, and lovely Pete. Engineering back at the station, Jason the Critter Killer, and Sean Bass doing Ticket Tickers, thanks to one and all. Next week we'll be out of Grubbs again. And don't forget the Avid Golfer Tournament, the next one, June 5th at Mansfield Golf Course. Go to the avidgolferonline.com for all the details. Great prizes this time. We packed the prize bag.
Yes, we did.
We packed it. You'll really enjoy it.
Look forward to it.
And that is June 5th. So come one, come all. And now, we go to the ravishing Ben and the lovely Skin. They are at Bob Thomas Ford, their home away from home. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, morning, boys.
Hello, golf. How is
you? Hey, I noticed you guys said going into the break that you were going to attempt to mix with us. And I think that part of the mix-down problems that we've had has been my own fault.
I do blame Ben for this.
And
well, we go in with the best intentions. We really do.
I just want to say that I'm really counting on myself to have a solid mix with you guys right now on the radio.
I appreciate the optimism.
Wait a minute. Now what we've done is put pressure on the mix. This could go terribly
wrong. No, on myself.
Oh, okay. Well, just fight through it, man.
Crumbled.
Is the mix sponsored?
I don't know. Is the mix sponsored?
Jason? By Ivan.
By Ivan?
Nice. Roll Ivan, my mom. So what's been new? Like, you know, I got to tell you, to hark back for a little bit, the last time we attempted the mix, and it was a little dicey, but the ensuing show that you guys provided was riveting. That was good stuff.
Yeah, it was probably a little, you know, it's kind of like what I was saying. My whole joke meter was way off. You know, like it, when you're trying to shoot people from a high vantage point.
Yeah, I've never done that, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not Lee Malvo like you've claimed I've been so many times.
Skin Malvo, and your scope's off a little bit. My humor scope was off, so I apologize. But yeah, thank you very much.
The bedside manner of the doctor was incredulous, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quite a fiasco.
I don't understand it. And can you understand my immediate fear when I found out that the doctor that was going to try to save my dad's life graduated from my same school district that I cheated my way through?
Exactly. It's kind of like the old Nash episode when, you know, somebody has to finish last in their class as a doctor, but they're still a doctor. So you worry about stuff like that, yes.
Yeah,
very much so. So
that's the reality of the medical world, and that's why all these hospital shows that are on TV are so unrealistic, where the interns spill their guts to every patient.
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen in the real world, because they're all scared of lawsuits.
Oh, they're completely scared of lawsuits, and they got to treat people like their cars coming through a body shop.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get emotionally involved, but at the same time, so many of them are just terrible at relating with the families. I remember, you know, when my dad was actually passing, I ran out in the hall, and you know, at that point we weren't trying to revive him, but I ran out in the hall, and the first nurse that walked by said, "I think my dad's dying." And he goes, "Okay, I'll get your nurse." I was like, oh.
You know, there's something about you could, I think just to survive in that business, you have to be emotionally detached, but you can still have empathy.
Yeah, you've got to be able to relate. Yeah, you've got to be able to relate on a human level to the humans that you're dealing with.
Exactly, and that was the most callous response.
It was the most callous response.
How was the show, boys?
As always, we survived, baby.
Did you guys move a lot of cars and stuff?
I don't know. We always get the tally at the end of the day, but we want to be salesmen of the day again. We were last week, and we want to be once more and get our name on the wall with our cheesy outfit.
I think we're a Grubbs Nissan as much as you're a Bob Thomas Ford.
Yeah.
Nice. You guys want your name on the wall like Brad in Fast Times. Hey,
yeah.
When I flipped on the radio at one point, I caught the tail end of a story about a paternity suit with a caddy or something. Is that accurate? Did
I
hear that?
Caddy, this is on the LPGA Tour, though. Male caddy had said what he was coerced into having an affair with the golfer who was married but could not conceive a child from her husband. He gets her pregnant, but in the state of Florida, and we come to find out in the state of Texas, that if, let's say, you had an affair with a married woman.
Sitting close to home for me.
You cannot order a DNA test to prove that it's your kid. You're not allowed to do that outside the marriage. Only the marriage can do it.
Right.
The child is part of the marriage.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. And it's the same in Texas. That's exactly right.
Yeah,
I just found
crazy.
That out last week.
I think the real question is, why would the non-married man want the DNA test?
That I posed as well.
I'm thinking, talking about
getting away scot-free, and then he was complaining because she seduced him.
There's not near enough incriminating evidence against me. What can we do to bolster that?
He's upset that he was seduced. I mean, come on. That's like when you hear about these relationships with, like, the 17-year-old high school boy, and he hooks up with his hot 24-year-old teacher, and it's all illegal.
Right.
I mean, come on. Like he's complaining.
I prayed every night for that situation in high school.
I think he's got an extra asset as a caddy on the LPGA. He's a good caddy, and he's a sperm donor.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, let me just guarantee you that this story will be sold, and Demi Moore will be the lead sometime in the next 2 years for that particular film.
That caddy gets to provide an extra club.
Please.
Without penalty.
His absolutely hard Australian accent, him off the station, please.
It's those types of golden sexual puns that make 8 to 10 a must-listen.
Absolutely, baby. Absolutely. 19th hole and all that good stuff. So what do you guys got planned for today? A little math talk?
Man, I got to tell you, our sports fans are going crazy.
Mm.
And there's so much going on in the world of sport that, you know what, to our loyal listener disappointment, we're not going to do Radio Pork today. Because there's too much sports.
Too much sports. Before all the sports emerged, I was thinking we were going to do 2 hours of squirrel talk. because there's actually a squirrel prison break taking place in my attic right now as we speak. But we don't have time for this, Ben. It's all.
By the way, since you brought up squirrels, that's a sore subject with me and my family. Have you guys ever? Did you guys ever reach a point where you thought, okay, you're a grown adult, so you're going to share something with your parents? Because you think, hey, we're all on the same level now. I'm going to tell them something really crazy that I did that they won't get mad at because they're adults.
Right.
Never.
I did that
once.
Never.
Well, I told my parents one time that my favorite thing to do was to lie down in a hammock when I was going to school at Tech and listen to the Rangers on the radio and watch the squirrels play on the power lines. And they did not take to it well because they blew tons of money for me to fail out of Tech while they were in personal financial turmoil. And so it was very insensitive of me even years later. So the word squirrel is something that I shy away from.
I'd like to apologize to the Rogers family that's listening right now for bringing up squirrels.
Well, if your parents thought that you were actually going to get a meaningful education with their money, they were sadly mistaken. And I know that going in with my kid going to college, it's a four-year screw-off session.
Hey, and
pretty much what it is.
Along those same lines, I've learned never bring up the phrase bloody stump with your parents. It's just, it never works out well.
That is so true. You know, okay, basketball question real quick. Can't believe I'm asking this, but I know in hockey, there are several instances where the road team won the entire, every game, the road team wins every game.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen much in basketball, does it?
It really doesn't. They brought up in today, Sefco brought up the 95 San Antonio-Houston series that went down. But no, it is pretty unusual because what's happening is beyond that, more than likely, it's a lower seed that would be doing it as well. So it's crazy rare.
Well, speaking of programming and TV and everything, on your station, Ben, at 5 o'clock today, we have our third installment of the Golf Gadget Police.
Oh, awesome. Very nice. Very
cool. Unfortunately, it's across from the Maverick game, so TiVo, the Golf Gadget Police at 5, Golf Texas style.
So that's on the Golf Texas style program?
Yes.
Damn it, why didn't I sell that to you guys?
It's not too late. Who can you undercut on that?
Yeah, I'm going to undercut somebody on that and take the commission on that deal. Do you guys mind if I'm your new rep on that?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Very much. Care about nothing.
I will not watch your schedule. Thank you.
I facilitated that deal.
No, that's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Oh, it's a giggle.
We will TiVo that.
Excellent.
What kind of gadgets are you
doing? This week we're doing the new Butch Harmon golf gloves.
Yeah, it's the correct glove.
The correct glove.
Hey, would it be a meeting if we just started calling you guys all the time to get on golf courses? Does that happen to you guys?
Yes.
More times than you
does.
Think. Actually, not as much lately.
And if it will.
It used to be really tough.
Can I have your cell phone, Craig?
Yeah.
Hey, can you guys get me on a
Let me publish
record?
It over the radio.
What if the tee box tries to play Augusta?
Well, yeah, we're trying to get on Augusta. We don't have time for you guys wanting to play,
par three.
Some Muni out here. We're aiming for loftier goals.
Can you get me on at Sherrill Park?
Yeah.
I got $9.
You got $9.
I got
play five holes.
That's how they should do it. Now I got $9. All right, you can play seven holes.
Cost per hole.
I never was able to get into golf because I suck so bad at it that it infuriates me. But when I do have to go play golf, I'm reminded of my high school years where I would see a pond or a creek and would just want to go over there and go get golf balls out of it. When I was 14.
That's such poor focus, Ben. You need to focus on the fairway, not the ponds and everything's over off to the side.
That was my first experience in getting shot by rock salt.
What?
First experience? My first experience. I've been shot with rock salt twice in my life. One was getting golf balls out of our local golf course back in Seal Beach. We'd go in the middle of the night, and they had some sheriff or some hangar.
Well,
anyway, you get shot with rock salt, obviously it doesn't kill you.
Where did you buy a rock salt gun?
But I don't know. I think it's in a shotgun.
That was the only time I've ever seen it was in A View to a Kill, the James Bond movie.
Oh, man, it burns like, just think about pouring just the most stringent alcohol on an open wound.
Who aimed a rock salt shotgun at a teenager?
Well, here's the thing.
The marshal.
There's a lot nowadays.
Was it in prison?
No, there's a lot of days.
That was later.
A lot of golf courses sell contracts to their lakes. So there's guys out there who, it's a big business now where, you know, they'll go out and sell for X amount of dollars so they can go clean out the lakes of all the golf balls. And then they'll recondition them and sell them. You know, used golf ball business is huge. So if you're going to go infiltrate on their territory, they're going to protect it.
Poachers.
Yep.
Yeah, and then the other time I got shot was at a cemetery.
What?
during Halloween. It's when we were playing little games.
Necrophilia?
None of that. But I was always a big fan of the old-time cemetery with the headstones. I love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's my happy place,
times.
Believe it or not.
I'm really wrong with you.
I like to find the oldest tombstone, see if who was, died in the 1800s and all that. So we'd go there during Halloween every year and just have a big hoo-ha, and some guy came out with another shotgun.
Filled with rock salt.
And shot me right in the rear.
Wow.
And
how close was he? By the way, mark that.
And he didn't miss.
Hey, shout out to the glowing tombstone in Texoma. Hey, to wrap this thing up and bring it full circle.
Yes, yes.
When I got shot with rock salt, that ties into my bloody stump story.
Oh.
Coming up next, you will hear
bloody stump talks.
Bloody stump talks.
And we'll tie it into sports.
Hey, Ben and Skin at a Bob Thomas Ford today, just for you.
Thanks, boys. Hey, will you guys grade out our mix and mingle personally?
An A.
I thought I had maybe an A+, but that's.
Well, we got something to look forward to next time.
I was going A-, but I want to aim high.
Enjoy. I was going A- too, because I didn't get to hear enough bloody stump talk.
Thank you, Craig.
Next.
See you next time.
This is The Ticket. KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
Or pound it on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, Stephen and Denton joins us now. Greetings.
A place where P1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
People do win. People do win. People do win.
Wow, Steve. You have pounded a home run. Now you get your choice of one of the grand prizes.
Or pound it. Your chance to hit one out of the park and win. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan and Miracle Mortgage on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
Car payments are absolutely ridiculous. They're insane. Everybody knows it. Not many people can go out there and buy a brand new car and, afford the $400 or $500 payment you have to make on those bad boys. And that's why Grubbs Nissan is offering something that's practically unheard of. On a 2-year lease for an 05 Altima, you can make payments of less than $160 a month. That's right, less than $160. It's a 2-year lease. It's a short-term deal. You can get out of it in 2 years, do whatever you want. But in the meantime, you're only paying $159 a month. How about the 05 Xterra deal they have going on, which is $299 a month on a 39-month lease? That's right, an 05 Xterra, just $299 a month on a 39-month lease. And Grubbs Nissan, if you don't like it, let's say you got it for a couple days and you're like, you know what, I don't dig this at all, take it back. And they'll take it, no questions asked. Where are they? They're off 183 in the Norwood exit in Bedford, Texas. Give them a call or...
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
But if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you a half off the first 2 month rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and GPS key, code gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you just gotta have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you. selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage.
Excuse me?
I need to see your ID and pay check stub, please.
Ma'am, I would like to apply for a payday advance. There has got to be a better way to do this.
Frustrated with the hassle of getting a payday advance at those payday advance stores? Well, CashAdvance.com would like to let you know you can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy of your home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls. CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that's deposited directly into your bank account. It's safe and convenient, and you can do it from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on to CashAdvance.com at www.CashAdvance.com or click on the CashAdvance.com logo on your radio player now.
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for,
Go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for B1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free dent block and you can keep the key. Plus, Pack and Stack Self Storage is safe and secure with coded gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you've just got to have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com, for Pack and Stack Self Storage.
With Bite.
So, you know you want to make a change to better vision, but how do you know which vision correction procedure is right for you? LASIK? Custom View Intralasik? CK? Crystal Lens? Your first step is a phone call to the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center at 972-258-6400. We sponsor a complimentary vision seminar each Tuesday night. Call to reserve your seat at the seminar, and you will learn about the most proven technology and latest advancements. Dr. Tylock will also perform a live, custom-view intralasic procedure, so you can talk to a patient about what LASIK is really like. Then, to top it off, you get a $200 discount toward your LASIK procedure. So call today, and let the Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center take the confusion out of vision correction. Call 972-258-6400. That's 972-258-6400. Or visit us at Tylock.com. Tylock Eye Care and Laser Center. Let us make things perfectly clear for you.
Volvo of Dallas, where your family matters.
The Ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Dirk Nowitzki and Michael Finley showed up in Game 3, combining for 48 points as the Mavs won 106-102. Dallas fans hope both Dirk and Finley will show up in Game 4 this afternoon in Houston as Dallas trails the Rockets 2-1. The Mavs still have work to do, however, but Dirk Nowitzki isn't underselling how big Thursday's win was for the team.
A couple guys never been in the playoffs, and you know, finally we got that first win under our belt, so hopefully we can come out and do this more of the same stuff on Saturday.
The Mavs hope to slow down Tracy McGrady and Yao Ming as Game 4 tips off today at 4:30. You can see that game on UPN Channel 21. Ben and Skin bring you the Mavs playoff postgame show immediately following tonight's game right here on The Ticket. Three other first-round playoff series continue today as the Chicago Bulls look to take a 3-0 series lead against the Wizards in D.C. That game tips off at 2 o'clock. At 7 tonight, the Pacers host an Antoine Walker-less Celtics squad. Indiana leads that series 2-1, and in the late game out west tonight, the Nuggets host the Spurs at 9:30. That series is knotted up at one game apiece. And the Rangers are back at 500 at 12-12 on the year after beating the Red Sox last night 7-2. Chano Park got the win throwing 7 strong innings tonight at 7:05. Pedro Astacio looks to bounce back after a rough outing last Sunday at Yankee Stadium. However, Pedro has held hitters to a 204 average at the ballpark this season. He faces Boston right-hander Bronson Arroyo, who is 2-0 with a 4.01 ERA. You can see that game tonight on KDFI Channel 27. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 10:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spent listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant, 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
On the run from Johnny Law. It ain't no trip to Cleveland.
Coming up next, the Chinese invent a new way to pee and coke. But first,
Ben and Skin, again.
Bob Mapplethorpe, potential getaway driver, go. Go.
Well, I think there's a real air of mystery about
it. Don't complicate it. Your number one strength is you have a car you can provide. Tell yourself. Start over. Ready? Go.
Okay. All right. I'm a risk taker. I'm growing an entire crop of marijuana plants in my parents' backyard. I think that shows a little bit.
You're growing an entire crop of marijuana in your backyard?
Big man, look. I'm just not that good at this selling yourself stuff, okay? So I'm just going to tell you the truth. I really want to be a part of this team.
And I'm the only one with a car. That hits me right here.
10:17 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is Ben and Skin. We are subbing in for The Rant today, as we do on the last calendar Saturday of each month. I'm Ben Rogers, joined by my good friend Skin.
I'm so pumped, Benny boy. I am so pumped.
We have got lots of sport for you and yours and theirs. We are at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We invite you to come join us today for what we are calling the unofficial Mavs pregame show. But I didn't
like
run that by you. Is that okay?
No, I'm fine with that.
We
like
are
that.
Calling it.
No, I'm go with it, dude. You
because,
speak for
listen,
me as well.
We do the Mavs postgame show, and we will, of course, bring you the Mavs postgame show today after Game 4, which is being played in Houston at the Toyota Center at 4:30.
Yep.
Immediately
yep.
following that game, tune in to myself and Mr. Skin for the Mavs playoff postgame show. The Rockets are up 2-1 in this best-of-seven series. Hopefully the Mavs can win tonight and bring this back to Dallas all locked up for, you know, the home court advantage and what suddenly becomes a best-of-three.
Yeah, man, and there are so many great talking points. Now, one thing I want to ask you, because, you said we are calling this. You didn't run it by me. Are we doing 2 hours of Maverick talk?
No. I'm going to tell you. I'm kind of going to
just tell me in the break what we're going to do.
I will.
Okay.
Mainly, we want to invite you to come join us at Bob Thomas Ford.
Yeah.
This is where we do. We probably do more of our shows here than we do from the station.
It's our official home away from station home.
These are good people out here. Bob Thomas himself, I know him. Feel free to drop my name with him. He'll cut you a ridiculous deal because he loves me.
He does.
But Bob Thomas Ford and McKinney, all you got to do is shoot up 75, go north. And then you exit the Louisiana, Virginia
right.
Parkway or whatever in McKinney. It's pretty much right after you pass 121.
Yeah.
You're going to see it on your left if you're coming up north.
And you just see that little circle underneath the highway, come back, and it's on the west side of the highway, and you'll notice Ford cars and trucks everywhere.
The fake Johnny Damon is here from the promo crew, and he has got more things to give away than I've ever seen at any one of our remotes. Lots of things to come get out here. Ticket T-shirts, Rough Rider tickets, $20 Speed Zone gift cards. And if you've heard Bob's commercials here on the ticket, then you've heard him talking about El Lobo.
Mm.
And I love the echo effect on that when he says El Lobo.
El Lobo.
That's the new F-150 Supercab pickup with the all-new El Lobo package, just $219 per month. I might buy one just in principle because it's so affordable.
Hey, give it to me. I could use one.
Okay, I might do that.
Thanks, dude.
So we're going to be out here all day. We invite you to come join us. We're going to be talking about, you know what, there's so much sport to talk
yeah.
about that we're going to talk all sports today. We're going to talk a lot of Mavs, and you know what we're going to do? We're going to sprinkle the infield.
Nice.
Again. We're
going to
talk a little Mavs, get away from Mavs,
okay.
come back to Mavs. This is basically, that's why it's going to be the unofficial Mavs pregame show.
Okay, I can go with that.
We're also going to talk Cowboys and Rangers.
Of course.
So just stay tuned for the whole presentation.
That's good because I actually had a hot Cowboy opinion, so I would like to get it in the show.
All right, tell you what. At 11:10, we're going to talk Rangers. At 10:50, Mavs. At 10:30, Cowboys. We're going to talk about how they've had one of their best off seasons ever on paper.
Okay.
But have they done enough? Do they have the resources to do more? So we'll talk about that next.
I would like to implore them to play this season on paper. Just have an actual paper football
that
season.
Would be nice.
Yeah.
They would probably have a better record.
I think they'll do well.
They do that. But coming up immediately is in right this instant, I want to talk a little Mavs basketball
yes.
with you. The question that we want to ask to you and that we will answer for you.
Are we going to take calls?
Yeah.
Okay.
214-787-1310 if you want to jump on with us about this.
If I have an opinion, I'll call in.
Call in with it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Here's the question. Does Finley have to score to be effective for the Dallas Mavericks? That's the question.
Let's answer that.
Go ahead.
Okay. The stat that Doug Collins was alluding to the other night that they didn't have fired up on the screen but that we have seen subsequently, 18-0 this year, including the win Thursday night when both Dirk and Finley score 20 points. So it seems like a no-brainer, right? Well, you know, Dirk's got to get his. We talked about that. And Finley's got to get his. I think the thing that needs to be jumped into a little bit deeper is how do the Mavericks enable Finley to get those points. Now, he was the second leading scorer on the team this year. 15.7, I believe, was his regular season average. What have we always complained about Finley? Okay, he can't floor it. He can't get to the line. He doesn't really create a shot. One of the things that's really interesting is when Avery Johnson took over the team, we stopped seeing them, quote-unquote, running plays for Finley. Like, for example, the high post curl that we've seen so many times start so many Maverick games over the last couple of years where they run Finley baseline, he curls up and gets that nice little comfortable 16-foot jumper to get him going. What we've seen, the ways in which Finley has scored in this, you know, this last month and a half of the season with Avery in control, is we've seen him on the weak side of the rotations getting wide open jumpers. And that's why I think as Dirk's play has increased in this series
it's created more opportunities for Finley. They're not running stuff for Finley. Finley's taking advantage of the opportunities. While his numbers looked weak in those first two games, his shot totals weren't very high. We saw as his shot totals have gone up, his increased offensive productivity. Because he's shooting at a higher percentage in these three playoff games than he shot in the regular season. The question is the way Avery Johnson wants the offense to run being run properly? Because that's going to give Finley those opportunities, and I think he's going to take advantage of those opportunities. It's the rest of the offense working cohesively to get him those opportunities, as opposed to let's just force the ball to Finley and make him do something.
Right, because you can't do something. You can't dump the ball down to Finley. He doesn't have handles. He can't create a shot on his own.
Right.
You're exactly right. The only way he's going to be effective if he is on the weak side, like you said,
uh-huh.
and the only and by himself with a wide open shot. He's very good at that. He's a spot up shooter. He's pretty much become a one dimensional player. Now, if Dirk's drawing the double team
mm-hmm.
and he's kicking out and they're
not
rotating the ball around,
right?
Then Finley's going to be more effective. So, which is, you're exactly right. That's why Finley had such a better game, and he was aggressive and he looked for shots and he was nailing his shots.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's how you're supposed to use Finley. My whole thing is, if Finley, you know, the question, does Finley have to score to be effective? I think he does.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't offer anything else besides perimeter shooting. Yeah, he just doesn't. It's just not part of his game at this point in his career. And so my problem with him was in games one and two. I mean, here he was logging ridiculous minutes. In game one, he played 32 minutes. He was 2 of 8. He had 5 points. That's mm-hmm. unacceptable.
No, he sucked in game one.
In game two, he played a little bit better. But, you know, he played 39 minutes of that game and had 10 points. My whole point is if the offense isn't working
mm-hmm.
and it's not a situation that's conducive for his particular skill set at where he is right now in his career,
mm-hmm.
then get him out. If Dirk's not drawing the double team and passing out of it, I would rather see Stackhouse get those minutes. Because you look at game two, you know, Finley had 10 points in 39 minutes. Stackhouse only played 19 minutes.
Right.
You have to have Stackhouse in the game. And game two is the game where Yao Ming didn't get in foul trouble.
Right.
So get Stackhouse in the game. Get him driving to the basket. Get Yao Ming in foul trouble. But ideally, I agree with what you're saying. For the Mavericks offense to be operating on with full pistons firing,
mm-hmm.
Dirk's got to be drawing the double team. They've got to be rotating the ball around, and Finley's got to be aggressive when he gets that shot on the weak side.
No, you're exactly right. And I think everything that you've said is right on. The only thing, and I agree with you about the other components of Finley's game pretty much being non-existent. The only reason I was not unhappy with his game two performance is because he did shoot a pretty high percentage. He was 4 for 9, but he made 2 of his 3-pointers, and those 2 3-pointers were clutch shots. But I thought he rebounded the ball well in that game, and I thought he defended better than I've ever seen him. Because we've seen Josh Howard with the early foul trouble, and because T-Mac has been so good, they're going to have to run Finley and T-Mac and Stackhouse. And now we're talking about Marquise Daniels. We may get into that a little more later in the show. All those guys are going to be important to play hard defense the whole time. I think the best, you're not going to stop T-Mac. One of the best things you can do is work your tail off for him to not catch the ball. You know, where the Rockets have been most effective is with him doing the high pick and roll. That's if he gets the ball and brings it up. I say pick him up in the backcourt. Don't let him touch the ball. Make them run him off the screens on the baseline where you can get your help defense set up better to prevent that. But all those guys have to play. Finley's got to be shooting at a high percentage. And you're right about Stackhouse. We saw his impact with getting to the line 10 times in game three. All those guys have to be in the mix.
Well, there is much to discuss. Just sitting here talking about the games, getting me fired up about this.
I'm pumped.
This is a huge game for the Mavericks. If they lose this game, they're pretty much done.
I agree.
I mean,
you're not going to come back from down 3-1.
This is pretty much the old sports cliche, a must-win game. There's lots of different angles to discuss with this one. We're going to get into it, all of this with you today. We're going to talk Mavs at 11:30. We're going to talk about Mavs again at 10:50. So, you know, we're going to continually come back to Mavericks and talk about it, get you fired up for this game, because I know we're fired up.
Yes.
Then, of course, following game four today, which starts at 4:30, we'll have the Mavs playoff postgame show. We'll be joining you then as well. But coming up next, the Cowboys have had one of their best off seasons ever on paper.
Mm.
But have they done enough? Next on The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, is your sports feeding tube. You can't survive without it. Make sure you write it down so your next of kin knows that, in case of your absence, all of your radios need to be set on 1310 AM or 104.1 FM. And when possible, plug your laptop into theticket.com for hot sports opinions, breaking sports news first guaranteed, and ticket ticker sports updates at 10:30 and 50 past.
Does size matter to you?
Yeah.
Well, it's an even bigger unit you're looking for. Go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offers for P1. Any unit size you choose, you will get half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free disc lock and you keep the keys. Pack and Stack Self Storage with ported gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter and you've just got to have the big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage.
Just why do you need to call 1-800-COLD-AIR right this very second and get a preseason checkup on that air conditioning system? Simple. To cover the fine print in your home warranty. That's right. You got a home warranty to protect yourself against catastrophic loss of major appliances or air conditioners on the hottest day of the summer. Here's what happened to me last summer. July 13th, the hottest day of the summer, my air conditioner decides to quit air conditioning. When I finally got the AC company to come out and take a look, by the way, my house is about 105 at the time, they told me I'd need an all-new indoor unit, and it was not covered on my home warranty because I had not had a preseason checkup in more than a year. Got a home warranty? Read the fine print. You need to get it checked up by a qualified service technician at least once a year. The moral of this story? Call 1-800-COLD-AIR for a preseason checkup right now. Believe me, it's a true story. It happened to me. Do yourself a huge favor. Make the simple call right now to 1-800-COLD-AIR and get that preseason checkup to avoid disaster when the temperature is at 103. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
Does size matter to you?
Yes.
Well, if it's an even bigger unit you're looking for, go to selfstoragetexas.com for Pack and Stack Self Storage. Pack and Stack has 6 locally owned facilities, so there's probably one near you. Visit selfstoragetexas.com and check out the special offer for P1. Any unit size you choose will get you half off the first 2 months' rent. You'll also get a free desk lock and you keep the keys. Plus, Pack and Stack Self Storage is equipped with coated gate access, surveillance cameras, and concrete driveways that are lit up like a high school football stadium on a Texas Friday night. They even offer free truck rental with move-in. Pack and Stack Self Storage has everything from book boxes and wardrobe boxes to tape and any other packing supplies for less than you'll find anywhere else. So if size does matter, and you just got to have a big unit, check out selfstoragetexas.com and Pack and Stack Self Storage. Go to the website to find the location nearest you, selfstoragetexas.com, for Pack and Stack Self Storage.
Have you been avoiding those cash advance stores because you're afraid somebody might spot you and the whole experience will leave you feeling kind of down and out? Or maybe you don't feel safe carrying some of your hard-earned cash out of one of those stores. Well, CashAdvance.com has got you covered. You can apply for a fast cash advance online and in the privacy and the safety of your own home or office. No driving, no lines, no plexiglass walls.
CashAdvance.com is the Internet's leading cash advance and payday loan service. It only takes a few minutes to apply for a fast cash advance that is deposited directly in your bank account. It's safe and convenient and can be done from any computer. At CashAdvance.com, your short-term cash solution is just a click away.
So log on. It's CashAdvance.com. Or you can click on the CashAdvance.com logo. It's on your radio player right now.
1-800-COLD-AIR. 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 It's kind of annoying, isn't it? So is your air conditioner going out on the hottest day of the summer. That's why you need to call right now 1-800-COLD-AIR. One more time, 1-800-COLD-AIR. In fact, when you call right now for your preseason air conditioning checkup, you get a free pair of tickets to a Texas country concert coming up at Gillies, Dallas. If you could do something right now to avoid major catastrophe this summer, wouldn't you do it? 1-800-COLD-AIR. Realize when your air conditioning system goes out this summer, just about every AC company will be too busy to respond immediately. And believe me, your wife and kids are not happy when the house is near 100 degrees. Do the right thing.
call 1-800-COLD-AIR. They'll come out, they'll check your air conditioning system. If anything needs fixed, they'll do it right then. Remember, call right now to get a free pair of tickets to Gillies, Dallas. 1-800-COLD-AIR. 1-800-COLD-AIR. I know that's annoying. 1-800-COLD-AIR.
At Twin Peaks Restaurant in Louisville. Dallas-Fort Worth ticket. Ticket, ticket.
The Rangers took game one of three last night against the Red Sox, 7-2. The sticker brought to you by Miller Lite. Ranger manager Buck Showalter kept right fielder Richard Hidalgo out of the lineup last night. He told Norm yesterday that Hidalgo has been going through a tough spot.
So the want to and the makeup and the attitude are there. It's just there's some things that are going on with his swing right now that has made him inconsistent in the past, and we're hoping that that doesn't happen. But Richard's not the only, you know, hiccup we've got here.
The Rangers are 4-1 without Hidalgo in the lineup. Tonight at 7:05, Pedro Astacio faces Bronson Arroyo in game two of a three-game set. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. Dirk and the Mavs try to avoid a 3-1 hole against the Rockets this afternoon in Houston. The Mavs relied on a fourth-quarter 20-0 run to take game three, 106-102. But head coach Avery Johnson knows his team has yet to play up to their potential so far in the playoffs.
We still have a lot of room to grow. Just haven't really seen the best Mavericks team yet, so hopefully that team will show up one day.
Game 4 tips off at the Toyota Center later today at 4:30. You can see that game on UPN Channel 21 or on TNT. Ben and Skin had the tickets to Mavs postgame show immediately following the game. And 42-year-old quarterback Doug Flutie is heading home as he has agreed to a one-year deal with the New England Patriots to backup starter Tom Brady. This is the eighth team in three professional leagues that Flutie has played for since winning the Heisman at Boston College. Stick and ticker service of HungryAgents.com. Stop paying 5 or 7% real estate commission to sell your home at HungryAgents.com. Top realtors in your neighborhood compete for your listing, saving you thousands. At HungryAgents.com, they'll keep you from the realtor, and that's what you want. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 10:50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Mavericks playoff postgame show right after the final horn tonight. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse and Grubbs Nissan on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It is 10:34 on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Ben and Skin doing our monthly rant gig. Been listening to this just a little bit of the Shins. I've been getting into these guys lately. It's getting me in touch with my inner whiteness that I lost.
Man, I don't understand. You're growing your hair out. You're listening to music like this. What? You're still out? I mean, you're not gangsta.
No, I know. I'm getting in touch with my inner whiteness, but this is good stuff. I'm gonna get you into this. Our good buddy Gordo is going to be at Milo's. This is on Monday. Milo's, of course, at 5645 Yale Boulevard at Greenville Avenue in Dallas. Go by there. It's a big Cinco de Mayo celebration. You can register to win ticket T-shirts, Cinemark movie passes. There's going to be ticket chicks. Go on out there, bob for lines, and do the countdown to Cinco de Mayo for a chance to win a tropical vacation miles away from ordinary, courtesy of golfspot.com. Now, coming up at 10:50, we're going to touch on the 20-0 spurt that the Mavericks went on in the fourth quarter. Is that going to be something that springboards them to greatness? Is it going to be one of the greatest moments in Maverick history? We will investigate that a little bit later. But we want to get into some Cowboy talk because Benny and I both are very, very optimistic with what the Cowboys have done this offseason. Now, there was a lot of talk. Yes, the Cowboys have the two first-round picks. They have lots of salary cap room. But I think, I know I had, and I'm pretty sure you had too, lost a lot of confidence in the decision-making for the Cowboys. For one, I got tired of them always trading down because you trade down, there's only so many elite, or, you know, quality guys in a draft, and they're always at the top for the most part. Why do you want to get further away from that? I was worried about, hey, they're going to sign a bunch of old guys. But now that we're on the backside of the draft, and we talked about all the needs that the Cowboys had, and we look down and see the players that they've acquired, I couldn't be any more optimistic about what they've done or what they could have possibly done than I am right now.
I am too. It's a lot like I think we both are with the Mavericks. We're just applauding the front office moves that they've been making.
Mm-hmm.
You brought up a good point. This season's not going to be played on paper as far as we know. There could be some
changes. Good point.
But if this season is not played on paper,
you know, there's still a lot of these moves will have to play out before we know, you know, how good they were.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, the Cowboys have done so much. But the question is it enough?
Right.
I mean, they had so many holes to fill. So, you know, to go out and try to fill these holes, you know, Jerry threw out over $30 million in signing bonuses.
That's right.
Brought in some nice free agents, Marco Rivera, Jason Ferguson, Anthony Henry, Drew Bledsoe, now Aaron Glenn,
mm-hmm.
Two first-round picks. And I agree with you. I'm so glad they didn't trade their way out. Because although it worked last year and they got Julius Jones, you know, they need impact players immediately, and I think they got that with DeMarcus Ware and Marcus Spears. Kevin Burnett, the linebacker, looks like he's going to be a player.
Mm-hmm.
Marion Barber, they went ahead and addressed Julius's backup. He looks like he's going to be solid.
They're very excited about him.
Then they got the steal with Chris Canty. They actually Mel Kiper saying one of the steals of the later rounds of the draft was the safety that they got.
A kid from Ball State.
To say his name, you have to actually swallow some Jell-O while you're pronouncing his last name. Justin Rule. Then you heard Bill Parcells' press conference. He was talking about Petiti, the tackle they got. He's kind of excited about him. Mentioned that he might even be in the mix
for the right tackle spot.
Then they got the kid Jay Ratliff, who's a defensive end, defensive tackle, big
right.
body. So there they kicked ass in free agency. They kicked ass in the draft, as far as we know. But they had so many holes. So again, the question: have they done enough? To me, there's still three areas of concern of varying levels. One, the wide receiver position. Two, right tackle, and three, free safety. Now, I was thinking about this quandary, if that is indeed the fact. If the Cowboys aren't a situation where they still have three holes or unanswered areas, you know, what are their options at this point? I was mm-hmm. thinking, well, God, they spent so much money, they blew their wad on free agency.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was talking to Fredo, and he told me that the Cowboys are actually in the best shape of any team in the NFL, salary cap-wise, for this season. I was like, that's phenomenal. How is that even possible?
All the guys they picked up.
Yeah, because an article came out about Edgar and James, you know, and how the Colts were looking to trade him and he wanted to go somewhere else. But there's only one team in the NFL that can absorb that salary cap hit in this season, and that's your Dallas Cowboys. So if there are people out there that the Cowboys decide they want more than somebody they have in-house, well, they can sign them. They can sign a wide receiver or a tackle or a safety easier than anyone else. Or they could try to solve those problems this year with what they have and address it next year. You know, because they're obviously going to have that same.
Right.
You know, they're going to have money to spend next year. So the Cowboys are in a beautiful position with their front office. So now you're not as concerned as wide receiver about the wide receiver spot as I am, right?
No, I'm not. I mean, obviously, I think you'd like to get a younger wide receiver in at some point, but I still think that Keyshawn will be productive. He's not a burner. But, you know, it comes down to whether or not Terry Glenn can be healthy. Because when healthy, he did provide the ability to stretch the defense enough to allow Keyshawn to work underneath, to allow Jason Witten to work underneath. And, again, so much of their, I think, what they do on offense is going to be controlled or going to be determined by how they control the ball with the running game. And I don't think that we can sell enough the impact of Dan Campbell. He's a big part of what they do in terms of running the ball, and if his health is there. So I'm not as concerned about wide receiver as I am now. To me, safety is a complete disaster, and obviously right tackle is a disaster. Torrin Tucker and Vollers, I mean, we know that that's not going to get it done. But I think it comes down to a question of greed, because when you look at all the problems that the Cowboys had, I remember when we were doing fill-in stuff during the season, and people were talking about, hey, man, if Julius Jones was healthy, we're like, dude, if Julius Jones was healthy, the defense still absolutely sucks. Now, we're penciling in a lot of rookies, and for rookies to be able to perform at that high level. But I think that there's a strong chance, when you look at how everyone universally across the board rated DeMarcus Ware, I don't see why you can't believe that he couldn't have a Javon Kurse-type impact in his rookie season like Kurse did for Tennessee. I think it's very, very possible. It's going to come down to how they use him. And I think the moves that they made also kept them flexible. They don't have to marry themselves to a 4-3 or a 3-4. I don't want to see Leroy Glover disappear if they go to a 3-4. I'm more interested in the 4-3 and bringing DeMarcus Ware as an outside linebacker on those passing downs. We talked about Spears. Yeah, a little quick side note, funny, ironic note. You know, Parcells is already talking about, hey, we want to get him down to, he's at 307, we want to get him down to 295. Yet as part of his rookie detail, they have him on running errands to get donuts and milk. I don't know that the guy that they want to lose weight, I don't know if that's possibly the good detail for him. But the whole point is not only have they addressed areas of need with size and athleticism, but they've also maintained a defensive flexibility. Now, that brings us back to what we were talking about with safety. That's a disaster because we know that to increase that, not only is where going to help and putting pressure on the quarterback, but we both know we got to get Roy Williams closer to the line to be able to make plays. And right now we're looking at Lynn Scott and Keith Davis, who they didn't, if they really are considering Keith Davis, why didn't they get him more time at safety as the season progressed last year? That was a disappointment.
Well, I hate to see what's happening with Pete Hunter. Because Pete Hunter, if he was smart and he wasn't listening to his agent, he'd go ahead and move to free safety.
He's a big dude. He can play that spot.
He's coming out and saying, that's what guys do when they lose a step or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he realizes this is the last year of his contract. His agent's telling him, hey, cornerbacks make more money. Look at Anthony Henry.
Right.
He got a huge signing bonus.
Right.
But, you know, Pete Hunter, who is Pete Hunter?
He's coming off an injury.
He's coming off an injury where he was, the year prior, he was a late draft pick. He's acting like he's some kind of a superstar. He needs to shut up and get out there and play wherever they tell him to play. He should be lucky that he's not working at Home Depot.
Hey, can I float a name out there for you? And I know it's old. I know it's an old guy. But if you just kind of look at, you know, they have infused some youth here, but they still, you know, even Rivera's not a young guy. We're talking about, you know, we haven't brought up Bledsoe at quarterback yet, which obviously a lot hinges on that. But don't be surprised if they drag Brock Marion's tired ass in here. Detroit, let him go. But I mean, an old Brock Marion or a middle-aged Lynn Scott. What are you thinking, Ben?
Well,
I mean, it's not out of the question, and at least he's a smart guy. He's not going to let folks get behind him, and it will at least allow Roy Williams to play closer to the line.
Regardless, I agree, and I bringing in a veteran is going to help, even no matter at what point.
I'll take him over
Lynn Scott, right? But you know, the question: have the Cowboys done enough? Even though, you know, you could argue over, do they have needs at receiver, right tackle, free safety, or whatever. First of all, at receiver, I think they're pretty high on Terrence Copper. I think that's what this says, that they haven't addressed that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they expect some things out of him. But regardless of those three positions, I think the Cowboys have done enough.
Yes.
I think they have. They've addressed so many holes on this team.
We're not putting them in the Super Bowl, but we're talking about compared to what they have. You can't expect to be a championship contender 1 year after being terrible. And they've done far more than I expected they would be able to do.
But it seemed like we had to fight Parcells over whether or not those holes were even there last year.
Mm-hmm.
And now this year he goes out and he addresses 50 different holes that they have.
I was listening to the press conference yesterday after the rookie minicamp, and just, you know, there just seemed to be a hint of optimism, underlying optimism. He knows that they went out there and had about a fortuitous offseason as they could have hoped to have had. They still have holes. Hey, everybody's got holes. You want to talk about issues? What if T.O. sits out the whole year for Philadelphia? Then their whole complexion changes on one guy. Every team's got holes. But, man, I'm just so pleased with how they address the situation, both with a combination of youth and veterans. And then with signing Henry, then bringing Glenn in to back him up. I mean, not only did they not have two competent starting cornerbacks last year, they didn't have any backups as well. You feel so much better about the secondary. Another reason why you would you'd be able to allow Roy Williams to play closer to the line is because the cornerback situation is better. So did they do enough? You could always do more, but they did way more than I think anybody could have expected them to pull off, and I think it's a reason for optimism. Now, coming up next, we're going to get right back into the Mavs, a big playoff day, and we're going to talk about the historic significance of that 20-0 run right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Stu Cedar later on today for Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6. In the first hour of our show, we'll talk with a couple of Cowboys rookies. Got the first minicamp going on. Marion Barber III and Chris Canty at 1:15. Some preview of the Mavericks and Rockets Game 4 with Gene Peterson, the Rockets play-by-play guy. At 1:30, we'll talk Boston Red Sox baseball with their color analyst, Jerry Trupiano. And then some more preview of the Mavericks and the Rockets with Skin at 3:30, Bob Sturman, 4:15. But that's all later on today on Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6.
Check out the Ticket's Top 10 every weeknight at 7 as we try to squeeze 13 hours and 10 minutes of each broadcast day into a one-hour package of the most meaningful, important parts, including but not limited to HSOs, funny bits, awkward mixes and mingles, and the like. It's radio physics gone horribly wrong.
If you're having fun, I'm having fun. And in a couple days, we'll all be having fun together.
It's the Ticket's Top 10 every weeknight at 7. Tell your friends.
Yeah, check it out.
Hello? Is Adele there?
Yeah, Mass is calling.
Yeah, this is Dan Bennett.
Okay, hold on a second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Dale Hanson.
Dan Bennett.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
All right, didn't wake you up, did I?
Nope, Chris did that.
Nah. Hey, excited about the ticket thing.
Good.
Excited about that. A couple of items about it. Do you mind at least a couple of times a month co-hosting with Rocco?
Probably not. That's a little twist that I'm not sure I'd be real comfortable with.
Sorry, we can talk about that.
$50 Lone Star Park at Grand Prairie.
Car payments are absolutely ridiculous. They're insane. Everybody knows it. Not many people can go out there and buy a brand new car and, you know, afford the $400 or $500 payment you have to make on those bad boys. And that's why Grubbs Nissan is offering something that's practically unheard of. On a 2-year lease for an 05 Altima, you can make payments of less than $160 a month. That's right, less than $160. It's a 2-year lease. It's a short-term deal. You can get out of it in 2 years, do whatever you want. But in the meantime, you're only paying $159 a month. How about the 05 Xterra deal they have going on, which is $299 a month on a 39-month lease? That's right. An 05 Xterra, just $299 a month on a 39-month lease. And Grubbs Nissan, if you don't like it, let's say you got it for a couple days and you're like, you know what, I don't dig this at all, take it back. And they'll take it, no questions asked. Where are they? They're off 183 in the Norwood exit in Bedford, Texas. Give them a call or check them out.
Where's
that coming from?
Well, this is kind of reaction from him, but we can table that one. We can probably work around that one.
The only problem I got with that, I mean, you know, I don't have any personal problems with anybody, but I mean, you know, this guy's tried to make his name for 2 years by beating up on me.
Yeah.
And now I'm supposed to sit there and do what?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sit there and get into a pissing match with him on the air and play some kind of a fake deal, you know.
No, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But the other thing that I want to do, and we can table that one. The one that I think you might have a problem with, and again, this is coming from me because I'm getting hammered on this thing. Because we have you on, all the other stations that advertise with us are saying, can we get our guy up? And just a thought, just hear me out.
Can we do what now? Yeah.
Well,
the Ticket Drop Page Radio.
Fly. See site for details.
All the other stations, 4, 5, 11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They've been making a big deal about you being on. So just play along with me just for a second.
All right.
What if we had Murray, Jensen, Ducey, maybe Laufenberg once a month?
What, you mean on my time frame?
Yeah. Well, on with you.
Oh, no, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, are you serious?
Well, it's just an idea for chicken or
anything. No, I can't do that. You can put them on. I mean, I don't care about, you know, if you want to hire them and put them on, but, I mean, obviously I don't want to come off like the egotistical there, but I mean, I think there's a reason you got me on your station instead of Scott Murray.
Yeah, there's nothing about that.
This is the Ticket.
The Dallas Mavericks look to win their second straight on the road and draw their series with the Rockets even at 2 games apiece this afternoon. A home team has yet to win a game so far in the best of 7 series, and Dallas guard Michael Finley talked about how well the Mavs play away from the AAC.
We're a confident team on the road. Although we finished the season strong at home in the regular season, but on the road throughout the whole regular season, we've been strong.
Dallas will likely be without forward Keith Van Horn after he sprained his ankle in Game 3, and he could likely be done for the rest of the series. Game 4 tips off this afternoon at 4:30. Ben and Skin bring you the Ticket to Mavs postgame immediately following the game. The Rangers try to get above the 500 mark tonight at the ballpark as they play game two of three with the Red Sox. Pedro Astacio takes the hill for Texas at 1-2 with a 3.71 ERA. He's matched up against the 2-0 Bronson Arroyo. First pitch is set for 7:05. You can see that on KDFI Channel 27. And the Dallas Cowboys are holding a mini camp this weekend at the ranch, and head coach Bill Parcells is taking time to evaluate the new draft picks and the free agents, but one point of Bill's focus is on center, where Andre Girard is getting a shot in this offseason.
I don't want to just throw the kid in there. He's been a starter. I want to give him some hope to compete for a job.
The Cowboys open their season with the Chargers in 135 days. Our next ticket ticker coming up at 11:10, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Get your greasy hands off our knobs and keep it on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
10:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin. We are subbing in for The Rant today. We're out of Bob Thomas Ford, and we are getting our Bob Thomas on out here. And lots of people are buying Fords today because there are some amazing specials going on out here, Skin.
Yes.
Bob is today they've started their new pre Cinco de Mayo sale, and you've heard the commercials on The Ticket. They're very funny.
They're gold.
And the all new Ford 500 sedan is now only $289 per month. So come out here. Buy one today. I mean, at that price, you might as well just get one for a weekend car.
No doubt.
Maybe paint like an 8 on it and just go. I mean, that's so inexpensive for such a nice car that you can do whatever you want with that. It can be a fun toy.
I agree, and don't sleep on those T-Birds out there. Those are looking pretty snazzy.
Now, those aren't, you're going to have to step into that, step up in style, and put a little cash down, but you...
But you will be rewarded for doing so.
In what way? I think I know where you're going with this.
No,
what
by the prestige that you get from your peers.
What about the ladies?
Come on, dude, that's a given.
Okay. All right, so come join us at Bob Thomas Ford. Get your Ford on like we are. Coming up next, we are going to talk a little Texas Rangers baseball, because when it's Ranger season, I demand that we spend time talking Texas Ranger baseball.
I fought you off, but you were just too persistent.
I'm wearing Toby Hera pajamas right now.
They look good.
Rangers fans, so we're going to talk Texas Rangers at 11:10. But right now, let's get back into some Dallas Mavericks. This is kind of the unofficial Mavs pregame show. Of course, game four is today. That's coming up at 4:30. The Mavs are in Houston at the Toyota Center. Rockets obviously up 2-1 in this best-of-seven series. We've talked about this being a must-win for the Mavericks. They really, 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 really need to win that to just not have this season be, I don't know, it's complete waste, but just to not be a huge disappointment based on the talent they had. They've got to win today.
No, they have to, and it's one of those games where you say it's a must-win even though it's not a must-win, but come on, they're not going to come back down 3-1. They're not going to do it. They're not going to sweep Houston in three straight games because Houston's confidence is so high by the way they've played. But one of the things that was really, really cool was the way I think most people were feeling with about, you know, a quarter left of basketball.
Sick. Felt sick.
They felt sick in that game three, and the Mavericks found a way. I mean, the Rockets looked exactly like they looked in the first two games when they built that lead back up. They built it as high as 8, 88-80. And then the Mavericks hit a bucket, and there was a TV timeout. And during that timeout, Avery rallied the troops, and the Mavericks continued on to score 18 straight points after that for a 20-0 run. And at the time, you know, you're pumping your fist and you're excited, and then when you have a chance to step away from it, you realize, I might have just witnessed the greatest moment in Maverick history. Now, the way for it to become that is for them to win today, get the momentum back, and carry on and win the series. It's one of those defining moments in the history of any professional sports franchise, but it has a chance to be that. And I do believe that the Mavericks realize the specialness of that particular moment.
Well, to put it in context, we were talking about Finley's dunk in the Utah series.
Game three, early in the second half.
It was a man dunk.
Tomahawk dunk in traffic, and it springboarded them to three straight wins their first year in the playoffs when they were down 0-2.
So, and then you got Moody Madness, obviously huge
Moody Madness
history.
Anything Van Exel did in the fourth quarter against Sacramento in the second round 2 years ago. I mean, there's been a lot of special playoff moments, but that was so unique, like you said, putting it in context, when you look at how the Mavericks had played in the previous games up to that. I mean, it's not only just having everybody fire on all cylinders, but I think it was
the fruits of their defensive effort throughout the game. We talked about how during that stretch the defense was good, but Houston also missed some shots. But when you play good defense up to that point, the easy shots become tougher, you know, because your legs aren't there. If you make the other guys work on the offensive end, on the defensive end, when you're putting offensive pressure on them, that makes the shots tougher. That's why last year in the finals, Kobe wouldn't cover Richard Hamilton because he wouldn't have any legs left. You know, we're seeing that if Dirk can force his will on T-Mac like he did as part of that stretch, posting him up, it's going to be harder for T-Mac to hit those shots yep. down the stretch. And we saw all the ramifications of that during that magical 20-0 stretch. Here's a quote from Dirk, trying to put it into perspective. He says, "I think that's where we really came together as a team and said it's now or never. We responded the right way." And it's
I don't think he said it. I think he probably had more of a German accent when he said it.
No, his English has gotten much better. Oh, and now he kind of sounds like a squeaky white guy who's just now getting into the shins. It's kind of weird how it's worked out. But what that does is, you know, it's funny. Now we're seeing, I think, kind of a philosophical shift in how the teams are approaching this series, because the Rockets had everything going for them going into Houston. They'd won the two games on the road in Dallas, and their demeanor was right, and the things that they said was right, and they looked like the team that was going to get it done. The thing that was really interesting is Van Gundy walking into the locker room after game two, and everyone's high-fiving, and he just says, "Do any of you guys know how we got the name Clutch City?" And nobody on the team knew how. And the way how was in the 94 season when Houston was down 0-2 to Phoenix, lost two games at home, and Phoenix was high-fiving in their locker room, and Houston came back to win the series. And so it wasn't chest-bumping. It was, we've got so much work to do. We're still the underdogs. So they had the unique combination of confidence that they could beat the Mavericks, yet they're still underdogs. So they had the hunger and the confidence. Then, after what happens with that 20-0 run, now you have T-Mac saying things like, "Oh, the pressure's on them. You know, we're up 2-1. Come on, the pressure's on them." That's a different tone. That's where you start to see these little kind of mental shifts. And for the Mavericks, who played really well in the first half of Game 3, yet were only up 5 because of blown opportunities, specifically the Stackhouse missed layups stick in your mind, then to get down, get hammered, it was a 21-6 run to start the third quarter for Houston. Everything looked like the way it had been, and to dig deep and just bury the Rockets, and for the things that the Rockets had done so well, not to work at all for Houston down the stretch, that is the kind of defining moment that can spring you. It can,
but it also could just be a fluke.
It could just be
a situation where the
Mavericks. Isn't it up to the Mavericks?
Yeah, but
I was going to be that.
Yeah, but I mean, it was very impressive. It was crazy. It was uncanny. But up to that point, the Mavericks had been playing really well and still weren't in control of that game. I was totally horrified as a Mavs fan. I thought they were done. I thought you could put a fork in them. So yeah, they go on a 20-0 run. But I totally agree. If they can suddenly turn back into the Mavs team that we've watched for the last couple of seasons, and in particular this season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that could be a seriously defining moment in this team's history. But if it turns out to be a fluke, and, I mean, Houston hits some of the wide-open shots that they were missing,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, it ends up just being a fluke.
Right.
And that could be all. So it really depends on what happens today. I know that's master of the obvious, but
Dallas has to build.
They still haven't shown up. They still haven't put a full game together like the Mavericks that I've watched all year. I mean, if the Mavericks are hitting on all cylinders, they shouldn't have troubles with Houston. I mean, Houston's played really well. Their role players are stepping up and hitting shots, and that's been probably the most painful thing. But, I mean, they've learned now that if they can get Yao in foul trouble and they can just defend the pick and roll better and switch around and get out on the perimeter, they've got a chance. But they've also, there's some other things they've got to do. They've got to get to the line. Dirk has to play better. Mm-hmm. Dirk has to play like he played in Game 3 or better. The Mavericks, for me to be confident and to think that, okay, this series has completely changed, the Mavericks have to impose their will, not just go on a really nice run and sneak out of there with a close one. I want the Mavericks to really show me something. So, you know, I really, people are asking me at my office all the time, "Hey, what do you think is going to happen?" The first thing I did was come out and say the Mavericks are going to win the NBA championship.
Right.
So now I have zero credibility except for this one assistant who doesn't watch much sports.
That's why you love the paper leagues. You love the leagues on paper. The leagues
exactly.
on paper always work out well.
But I'm horrified to predict what's going to happen.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. You and I have watched so much Mavericks basketball, so close to the action. We've been so involved with this team.
but I'm completely confused by what I've seen in the playoffs.
Sure.
I'm nervous every play of the game because I'm not seeing what I expected to see. I'm not seeing the team that I know.
No. Yeah, and that's why what we're saying about this run. You don't, when it happens, you don't think, wow, that's the magical moment that springboards you to greatness. When Finley put that dunk down against Utah, everyone didn't go, they're going to go on a run now. They're going to win the next three games. You don't realize it while it's happening. You realize it when you get a little bit of perspective on it. And again, what that run showed the Mavericks is it showed them the team that they were supposed to be. Because, you know, like David Moore pointed out, it wasn't one guy going off. It was Josh Howard going off. It was Dirk going off. It was Finley going off. It was defense. It was all those things combined that the Mavericks had done so well in the last month of the season. And it showed them that they can do this. There's no reason for Houston to have been so dominant in the first two games and in the first 6.5 minutes of the third quarter when everything they did in the first half that was good went to crap.
Let's go to Brad. You're on a Bennett Skin on the Ticket.
So I just wanted to bring up a point about the way the Rockets have been shooting the ball the first three games. You just don't sustain shooting 60-70% from the three-point line consistently. I mean, yeah, you can do it here and there, but they literally have done it for two games and three quarters. I mean, that's got to come to an end at some point. They've got to come back down to earth and play like a normal team.
Well, no, you bring up a really good point, but what happens is it puts an emphasis on the Mavericks to force that, to ask good shooters. You know, good shooters are going to hit wide open shots, and that's what they had gotten, and that's why the Mavericks shifted towards, okay, it's okay if T-Mac goes bananas, because if we shut down everybody else, we need Dirk to come close to that. All Dirk has to do is come within 5 or 6 points of equalizing Tracy McGrady and then shut down the other guys, and the rest of the Mavericks are so far superior to the supporting cast of the Rockets, that's where they make their ground. And by forcing guys to take more difficult shots, I mean, yes, it was an ungodly percentage, but the Mavericks had hit a really high percentage of their three-pointers as well. They were shooting a high percentage. It's up to the Mavericks to make those shots more difficult for Houston, and we saw more of an emphasis on that in Game 3.
Paul, you're on with Ben and Skin on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hi, I like sports. What do you guys think?
Or not. Or maybe you're not on with us. You decide. You tell yourself whether you're ready to come on the air with us. All right, it's 11:03 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin, we are out at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We invite you to come join us. We've still got an hour to go in this presentation. We're still going to talk.
We got more Mavs, Ben.
More Mavericks at 11:30. We're going to give you my 7 golden keys to the game.
I'm looking forward to this because I have not seen this on purpose. I didn't want to see it. I wanted to live in the moment of those 7 golden keys.
I just sold the sponsorship to Bob Thomas Ford, so they
for
are sponsoring
7 golden keys?
The keys to the game.
Awesome.
Get it? Keys to the game.
Ah, you're so advertising.
So come on out here and join us today. They've got an all-new Ford Freestyle, just $289 per month. The Cinco de Mayo, homemade tamales all day. I can see them out there. As a matter of fact, let's go get some tamales here coming up momentarily.
Good idea.
But coming up next, we're going to talk a little Texas Rangers baseball. One player on the Rangers is choking the life out of the team's batting order. We'll tell you who that is next.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger.
This is Kevin Scott. Join me and Stu Cedar later on today for Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6. In the first hour of our show, we'll talk with a couple of Cowboys rookies. Got the first minicamp going on. Marion Barber III and Chris Canty at 1:15. Some preview of the Mavericks and Rockets Game 4 with Gene Peterson, the Rockets play-by-play guy. At 1:30, we'll talk Boston Red Sox baseball with their color analyst, Jerry Trupiano. And then some more preview of the Mavericks and the Rockets with Skin at 3:30, Bob Sturm at 4:15. That's all later on today on Ticket Sports Saturday from noon to 6.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says the Mavs have delayed this rocket launch with a win in Game 3 and try to even the series for the Rockets tonight.
Go Mavericks!
Listen to the Ticket Dallas Mavericks playoff postgame show immediately following every game. Brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse and Grubbs Pizza.
Okay, go Mavericks!
The I-45 series was headed south, but tap the brakes. This is the place to talk about our...
Hey, could you hold on just for a second?
Sure.
Hang on just for a second. Someone else. I'm gonna turn the phone off.
Yeah, no problem.
Deal?
Yeah.
It's Norm.
Yeah, Norm.
Whatever you do, don't fall for another prank call.
Oh, you got it.
I'm sorry, this is your ticket initiation. This is like when a rookie comes into the NHL, they roll him in a carpet and shave his head. I can't believe you fell for another one.
This is getting ridiculous. They got me again. But why do I have a feeling that that last line about a reason I'm on the air is going to be played over again?
Let's say good morning to our deep throat informant. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming forward with this story regarding our coworker Jub-Jub. I know this must be very difficult for you to tell, obviously, because you want your voice disguised.
Yes. I was in a bad section of South Dallas last night to witness to crackheads.
Oh, you were witnessing?
Yes. And up walks this man with a big brown doo-doo colored birthmark on his neck.
Okay.
He was wearing a ticket t-shirt.
That sounds like George.
And a pink bra over there.
It really sounds like George.
He was very drunk and extremely jab.
Keep moving.
He said to me, "Do you know who I am?" I said, "No." So he pummeled me and threw a bakery onto my legs and hand.
A bakery?
Yeah.
Onto your legs and one hand.
It was so
Oh, okay, well, hang in there. I know this is tough.
This drunk Jebinator, who propositioned me.
Oh, no.
And I myself am a man.
You're what?
I'm a man. Who propositioned, who wanted to be spanked and for me to use a cucumber on him.
Oh, no. Well, that's something surprising. It doesn't sound like George.
Drop Page Radio.
It doesn't sound like George.
He also wanted me to call him Shirley. He then snorted a line of coke and bagged on North Texas. I told him I was not a male prostitute. And he asked me if I knew where he could find one.
Oh, that's awful.
Preferably black. I said, "I don't know where to find one, Jub." This angered the large Jub.
Oh, no.
And he had a piano lowered onto my lower back. Crushing it and giving me a Jason Priestley injury. He then told me how he was a radio superstar.
George said that?
And Jerry Jones's right-hand man. And in between every word, he would smoke crack and pleasure himself.
We're visiting with a deep throat informant telling us why George missed the show this morning, what he did last night down in Oak Cliff. This is just awful.
It was so painful. He then said to me he was tired of constantly giving himself orgasms and said he wanted to find a cat whore or a goat.
Or a goat.
He was out of control.
It sounds like it.
He then bumped me on the head with a Jub Jub bobblehead doll.
Drop Page Radio.
The new customers only restrictions apply at $4.99 a month for a second of each additional TV.
The Ticket.
Ticket.
It seems like the real Mavericks began to play midway in the fourth quarter of Game 3 with a 20-0 run against the Rockets and route to a 106-102 win over Houston. Ticker brought to you by Cavenders and TicketTeaTimes.com. The Mavericks played solid defense in the fourth quarter Thursday, and Dirk was happy the team finally got in a defensive rhythm.
In the fourth quarter, we finally, you know, we're moving well out there. We're contested the shots, and they've been on fire all series long so far, and finally down the stretch, they missed some shots. We got some big rebounds.
Dallas tips off against T-Mac and the Rockets this afternoon at 4:30. Be sure to catch Ben and Skin with the Mavs postgame show immediately following Game 4. The Rangers take on the Red Sox in Game 2 of a three-game weekend set tonight at the ballpark. Last night, Chan Oh Park was great, picking up his third win of the year as Texas took care of Boston 7-2. Tonight, former Red Sox right-hander Pedro Astacio starts for Texas. Right-hander Bronson Arroyo goes for the Red Sox, and Mark Teixeira talks about what he wants to see from Bronson.
Strikes, hopefully. Hopefully don't swing any bad pitches. He tries to get you to chase. He comes after you. You know, throws a couple different pitches. I just got to pick out a good one.
First pitch is set tonight for 7:05 at AmeriQuest Field in Arlington. You can see that game on KDFI Channel 27. And the Cleveland Cavs are interested in Phil Jackson. The club reported late yesterday that they have had preliminary talks with the 9-time NBA championship coach. However, many believe Jackson will end up coaching the Knicks or reuniting with Kobe and the Lakers. Our next Tick and Ticker on the way at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant. Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Throw it down just like Rich Phillips during an upcoming Desperados home game. Go to theticket.com and register to be a guest announcer. Brought to you by Nextel and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 11:13 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Ben and Skin coming at you. We are at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. Part of the big Cinco de Mayo ramp-up. Big sale going on.
El Lobo.
The tamales are here, Ben. I noticed that people are flying through those. Get out here immediately to get in on the tamales.
I got
to
let you know about something, too. I went out and tried those tamales. They're very good. But I'll also tell you that if you're choking on tamales, it doesn't work to have another tamale.
Is that a bad, chaser?
Yeah, it didn't work.
Go with a beverage next time, Ben. But come out here and get some tamales. Lots of good deal on Fords. The Ford Freestyle for $289 per month. That is something that can't be beat. So come on out and see us. We're at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. Now, coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm very excited. We're going to get into Big Ben's 7 golden keys, golden nuggets, if you will, for the big playoff game today at the Toyota Center down in Houston at 4:30. So make sure and stick around for that. But right now, let's get into a little Texas Stranger talk. They're 12-12 after last night. They beat Boston. A very impressive performance from Chan Hol Park, who is now 3-1 with a 3.68 ERA. Four of his five starts have been quality starts, and obviously that's something we can talk about. But I think what we really want to talk about is perhaps a failure in the order by a guy that they expected a lot more from. Did they not, Benny Boy?
Richard Hidalgo.
Big Nick Hidalgo.
The Rangers really... You know, they rolled the dice with him. He got a $5 million deal, one-year deal, and it was kind of one of those deals where this was a year for him to show if he still had anything. He's been injured. He's missed a lot of time.
Right.
One of those bounce-back contracts. And ideally, since Tom Hicks refuses to pay any of the Rangers any money, the Rangers, you know, I have to say it every time I write an article about the Rangers, every time we have a chance to be on the air, I'm going to comment on it because it's ridiculous. The Rangers, one of the top media markets, they've got one of the most lucrative media deals, yet they're at the bottom of the league with the worst markets in the league in terms of what they spend on payroll.
They're rocking a Milwaukee payroll.
Absolutely unacceptable. So the Rangers went out and they tried to get a bargain, a guy in a bounce-back year contract. So best case scenario, if you assume that the Rangers weren't going to ever open up their pocketbooks and sign Hidalgo to a big deal if he plays great this year, best case scenario was he'd have a good year and you trade him at the deadline anyways and try to get something for him so you don't get nothing. So it's a kind of a bad plan, and it's all because of Tom Hicks's alligator arms when he reaches for his wallet. But they never expected him to get off to the poor start that he is. By the way, right now, Hidalgo hitting 173. I mean, he seems like he got off to a great start in the first week.
Yeah, the first week and a half he was hitting at a very high level, and then it just went downhill so fast.
Apparently he's a great guy. He's a great guy to have in the clubhouse. Everybody likes him.
I heard him on with Norm. Norm interviewed him, and it was a great interview, and he's talking about, you know, so many of the Latin American players have to deal with, you know, their family back home being kidnapped and things like that. He had an experience where a gun was pulled on him while he was in his truck, and they were demanding money and stuff. And it almost was as if he was tearing up. I mean, he was a guy that you really wanted to pull for.
Yeah.
And like you mentioned, it's a bounce back year, and so there wasn't a hyper commitment to it. But they expected a lot more.
Well, the problem is right now, even though he's a nice guy and, you know, he's got potential, the problem is it's his sucking is disrupting everything else.
Because
you can't just hide a guy in the lineup that's, you know, that's hitting 173. You can't hide that, and so you can't find that offensive consistency, especially in the midst of other problems that the Rangers have had. First of all, they debuted a new batting order last night, and Hidalgo did not play last night. You know, they said he's got a problem with his knee, but it's really a problem with his slump.
Mm-hmm.
But so they moved DeLucci into the leadoff spot, which I like, because I don't think Soriano's a leadoff guy. He strikes out too much. He's kind of an aggressive, out-for-himself type hitter, which is fine, but I don't think I want him setting the table. DeLucci's among the league leaders in walks, so I like the fact that he's up there setting the table now.
Right.
Then you got Michael Young, who moved from the three spot to the two spot. Teixeira moved from four to three. You got Blaylock hitting fourth now, Soriano hitting fifth. Then you got the hot-hitting Lance Nix, who is
hitting great since they called him back up.
He's absolutely been incredible since he came back up. So, you know, Lance Nix, you've got to...
Exactly. Got his theme song that we love so much.
So the question is, if you give up on Hidalgo, who are you trying to get into the lineup? Now, the Rangers, I mean, I don't mind seeing more of DeLucci. Right now he's DH, and I wouldn't mind putting DeLucci in the outfield if that's the other best bet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like somebody's forcing Hidalgo out of the lineup at all.
Right.
So they're going to be patient with him until somebody comes out of nowhere and kicks him out of his spot. Plus, I don't think he would mind being a bench player while he's slumping because he's such a nice guy. But Nix is finally playing well, so you got to get Nix in there.
Right.
Mitch is showing, you know, you got to find out if Mitch is a guy that can drive in 100 runs.
Right.
But Gary Matthews Jr. in right is terrible also. He's a spare. He's a fourth outfielder, a guy you want to have as your fourth outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost think that the Rangers need to make DeLucci a full-time outfielder, maybe bring Adrian Gonzalez back up. And by the way, when they sent him down, his first four hits were home runs, including three in one game.
See, that's where I wanted to go to. And you talked about DeLucci, but if they bring him up, are you comfortable with Teixeira in right? Because he's playing dynamite first base, defensively.
Well, yeah, I think Teixeira is the best defensive first baseman in baseball.
And he needs to be there.
He needs to be there, unless it just so happens the way that the organization is built. I mean, basically what I'm hearing is the Rangers didn't want to move Teixeira for Delgado.
Right.
When they were talking about getting Carlos Delgado. They're like, sorry, we got to keep him there. But the problem with Adrian Gonzalez is what I've heard is that he's kind of a slow runner.
Mm-hmm.
And defensively, he could be a very good first baseman, but he can't play anywhere else.
Right.
And so what do you do at that point? Do you have a guy who's so young as Adrian Gonzalez and you make him a career DH?
Mm-hmm.
I think the only place you can play him is at first base. And so at that point, Teixeira would have to move into the outfield. But my whole thing, what I've been saying all along, is this is not a year where the Rangers are going to contend.
Right.
This should be a step-back year to try to get better for the future. So if you are going to make a decision like that and you are going to say, okay, Teixeira, you got to become an outfielder, this is the year to do it. You don't want to do it. Hopefully next year Hicks will stop being such a cheap ass and they can bring in some guys and actually put together a nice roster.
Right.
But if that's the case and they're competitive next year, I want to share with a year under his belt playing in the outfield.
Well, here's what's interesting about that, and this is what my outlook was at the beginning of the season. By the way, I don't think anybody anticipated the bullpen issues to be this bad. You know, I think we thought it would be, you know, a dream to think that it would go down like it went down last year, but to revert itself poorly.
I was the only one. I wrote a column in the sports page. I anticipated death fall on one of the relievers, and then Tommy John. I didn't know which.
That was a gutsy prediction.
Thank you.
That's why you're Ben Rogers. But at the same time, and I agree with you, you know, conceivably when you look at a team and think, okay, that's a really healthy team, we realize that they have their deficiencies, and they're not that. But if you look at the competition in the West, that's what's going to make it tough, because you always want to play towards trying to win now if you feel like that based on the competition around you, you can win now. And I don't look at the situation in the West, it's almost similar to last year, where nobody expected them to be in it as long as they were in it. And they don't even have to play at a super high level, I think, to be in it as this season progresses. And that's why it's going to be tougher for them to make those kind of bold decisions like you're talking about. Now, one of the things that's interesting about Big Dick Hidalgo and his history is he is massively streaking or massively slumping. He is so hit or miss with when he's on and when he's not on. And that's why, Ben, much like your Ranger column prediction on the bullpen, I'm going to predict that they will play him today and springboard him on a massive run, because that is, as it has been pointed out, he loves to face Bronson Arroyo, as he is 2-for-5 in his career, which I don't, I guess Arroyo is suspended, but not suspended while he's appealing if he is going to pitch tonight. But certainly they've got to play him now and just jumpstart another fiery trend in the other direction for Big Dick Hidalgo. But that is his M.O. It's feast or famine.
Well, I'm impressed with the Rangers. I'm impressed with the way that they've come through that stretch, despite Hidalgo struggling, despite problems in the bullpen, despite the fact that they had 20 days without a break, despite the fact that they had such a tough schedule in terms of the opponents, in terms of the traveling.
Travel big time. Came
out very nicely, and I'm happy with where they are right now. But to be honest with you, I'm not even focusing on them. I'm focusing on the Dallas Cowboys draft, and I'm focusing on Dallas Mavericks playoff basketball. So they're kind of...
They're on the back burner. There's too much other optimism.
But this whole relieving situation that they're having problems with relievers reminded me of a reliever that is available out there. So
really?
I was thinking about it.
Huh.
And I've been tracking. I've got some scouts out watching this reliever who I'm very high on.
Nice. Let's hear about it.
That's John Rocker.
Oh, yes. I remember him.
It's very ironic. Of course, John Rocker, the fiery reliever, the southpaw who had a stint in Texas, who throws high heat, but actually came out with many disparaging remarks towards homosexuals and what have you.
A guy who would not make a good social worker, as it were.
Yes, I mean, this is the guy in 1999 who made all the derogatory remarks in Sports Illustrated about gays, minorities, and foreigners. And
Big Three?
Yes, exactly. And it was basically he was trying to bait New York fans. Well, now he's playing in the minor leagues in New York, ironically enough, so those are the fans who are having to go out and cheer him on. But last night, just to give you an update, my scouts got back to me, and they said that last night he debuted, and it was awful. He walked four batters in the ninth inning and lost 4-3 Thursday night to the Bridgeport Bluefish. And right now he's pitching for the Long Island Ducks of the Independent Atlantic League. So he ended up walking in the winning run after he had already walked the bases loaded, I guess. Just what a spare. But it reminded me of the time that, and this is going to sound crazy, but you and I, I don't know if we were doing a show or what we were doing, but we were down over in the area, the neighborhood of the Ticket. And
over there by Rivershawn Plaza.
Right. And we decided to go eat breakfast. So there's a great breakfast spot over there. It just happens to be frequented by a lot of homosexuals, right?
Monkeys? Yeah, no, I'm not sure. I didn't realize that when you took me there.
Okay.
When you demanded that I go there.
So anyways, they got great breakfast. We're not homophobic. We're eating breakfast there, and this is shortly after...
all my best friends are gay.
John Rocker had signed with Texas. And this is after all of his comments and whatnot.
Right.
We see him in there. It's like his first day in Dallas. And I think it was called Lucky's. He's in there in Lucky's eating breakfast with this girl, surrounded by gay individuals.
Right.
And it just seems so ironic after all his comments that he just happened to stumble into some restaurant he knew nothing about, and that's where he ended up.
It's equivalent to the OU baseball coach joining the Rainbow Coalition. It just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense why you would go to a place that's frequented by so many people that you can't stand.
Well, it was very funny because I think he started putting the picture together once he had been in there and was looking around. And I don't know if you remember this, but I picked up his tab. I was like,
right.
I was like, hey, welcome. I said, just tell him welcome to Dallas, and I picked up his tab because I'm a Rangers kiss ass.
And also a sign of, solidarity amongst, other people that hate gays like yourself.
Well, that's the case.
Okay.
But then I realized once he had put it together and once I had purchased his meal, The waiter pointed over and pointed me and you out. We're sitting at a table.
Smiling.
I'm smiling.
I'm wearing lingerie.
Oh, my God. You were?
No, I don't remember that part.
But I'm like, you know, what is he thinking about us right now? So it was very awkward. I never talked to him ever again after that.
You know what? It also brings up the idea that people that are so strident against another type of people, you know, not so much where it's like, oh, I don't like that person, I'll stay away from, just so vocal about, oh, I hate them, or oftentimes those types of people. And that totally confirms that suspicion if this guy that hates gays is eating down in Oakland like that.
Yep.
Doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Well, that's some Ranger fun that we wanted to share with you. Yep. But we have more Mavericks to get into going down the home stretch. Coming up next, Big Ben will unveil his 7 golden keys to the game right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Everything I needed to know, I learned from listening to The Ticket. 2 towers are better than 1, 1310 AM and 104.1 FM, The Ticket. Breaking sports news first guaranteed, The Ticket. Sports updates every hour at 10, 30, and 50, The Ticket. Norm knows his numbers, The Ticket. Pranks are fun, but they sometimes hurt, The Ticket. What's gay or not gay, The Ticket. Failed bits and e-breaks are just a segment away, once again.
Then, bumps me on the head. With a Jeb bobblehead doll.
Why was he carrying that?
At that point, a man? Greg Hammer arrived in a Cadillac with longhorns on the front. He deposited the sweet, dirty pants of Jeb along with its contents and human beings. Into the back seat, in the middle of Whataburger wrappers that denoted gluttony.
So Grego came and picked up Jub Jub.
Yes.
Huh.
The Hammerman then told me not to say anything about this to anyone, and he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis. And he stuck a gun in my mouth for emphasis. They then sped off and returned 5 minutes later to run over me and my family.
Why did they come back? Why did you have your family there?
He then knocked down my ministry as well. It was so horrible, I cannot say anymore for fear of retribution.
Yeah, I understand.
I'm sorry, I'm a show now.
Oh, well, thank you. No, that's okay. You've given us plenty of information. That's a deep-throat informant who didn't want to be identified for good reason, as he was there last night, and I think now we know why the Jubinator wasn't able to make it into work this morning.
We're just going to like that Monday.
Hello?
Hi, is Tiger there?
Oh, hi, Beaver.
Hey, congratulations, Tiger.
Oh, thanks. Did you guys see that I won?
Yeah, we saw.
It was the Masters.
Yeah.
It's almost a major.
It is a major.
Yeah, I was inspired by the love for my pretty wife, Elin.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, on Saturday night, she inspired me. I got home and found her in bed with a Korean and a black guy.
How did that inspire you?
Well, at first I was real mad, you know, because a lot of people would consider that cheating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she said that she was just proving how racially blind she is.
Oh.
And if she can love everyone in the world, then shouldn't we all love each other?
Huh. Yeah, and you bought that, Tiger?
Well, it made some sense to me. And then she said, you know, I got a Korean and I got a black. When you're not here, that's the closest I can get to you, Tiger.
Radio.
I'm so successful now. Did you see how white Elin is?
Yeah.
I win another Masters. I'm going to trade Elin for an albino.
Well, I don't know. You don't want to go any whiter.
Yeah.
I think that's there.
Yeah, I beat Chris DeMarco.
Yeah, congratulations.
Chris DeMarco. Is he even a golfer?
Yeah.
He's so sparry, probably couldn't even marry white.
Well, he is married to a white woman.
Yeah. See what that hack Billy Casper shot?
Yeah.
Like 106.
Yeah.
And I'll still be winning the Masters when I'm 106. He's still shooting that.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
But I guess they say, you know, you're lucky to shoot your age. Yeah. He's over 100.
No, he's 73.
He barely had a heartbeat out there. Every time he shot, it looked like an epileptic fit.
Hey, easy, on, Tiger. He's a former champion. You should respect him.
Keep moving.
Payments are absolutely ridiculous. They're insane. Everybody knows it. Not many people can go out there and buy a brand new car and, you know, afford the $400 or $500 payment you have to make on those bad boys. And that's why Grubbs Nissan is offering something that's practically unheard of. On a 2-year lease for an 05 Altima, you can make payments of less than $160 a month. That's right, less than $160. It's a 2-year lease. It's a short-term deal. You can get out of it in 2 years, do whatever you want, but in the meantime, you're only paying $159 a month. How about the 05 Xterra deal they have going on, which is $299 a month on a 39-month lease? That's right, an 05 Xterra, just $299 a month on a 39-month lease. And Grubbs Nissan, if you don't like it, let's say you got it for a couple days and you're like, you know what, I don't dig this at all, take it back, and they'll take it, no questions asked. Where are they? They're off 183 in the Norwood exit in Bedford, Texas. Give them a call or check them out on the web at grubsauto.com or go see them. It's Grubbs Nissan.
I'm Sean Bass. Which rocket has been a thorn in the Mavs side? I'll tell you next on the Ticket Ticker.
It's Grounded or Pounded. When you hit the ball, knock it out of the park. On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A place where T1s have a chance to put their balls in play.
Play ball!
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for that day's Secret Ranger. And when to call in on the one ball line.
Here's the pitch.
Ring for the fences and win.
A spotted Rangers fantasy camp, 42-inch plasma TV, a trip to Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, and Cooperstown. Or a 2005 Grubbs Nissan Xterra.
It's Grounded or Pounded. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Ticket.com.
P1 Ticket Hit Card offers are back. Receive great P1 discounts from our P1 clients, such as Deli's News 2, Lone Star Coney, Expectech, P.D. Johnson's Deli, The Great Outdoors, and State Street Spirits. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Dallas-Fort Worth Ticket.
Ticket Ticket!
The Dallas Mavericks had an emotional 106-102 win Thursday night, but Jeff Van Gundy and the Rockets still have control of their series with Dallas leading 2-1. Dallas played poorly in both games, 1-2, and Mark Cuban told Bad Radio yesterday which Rockets have made a big impact on the series.
The Rockets have really played really, really well. Yao's a great player, and Tracy McGrady is playing like he's the number one player in the league, you know, the first two games anyway. But the guys who have really killed us are Sur, Wesley, and John Barry.
The Mavs look to take back home court advantage with the win this afternoon in Houston. Game 4 tips off at 4:30 at the Toyota Center. Ben and Skin break down the game on the Ticket to Mavs postgame show right after the final buzzer. Three of their first-round playoff series continue today as Chicago looks to take a 3-0 series lead against the Wizards in D.C. That game tips off at 2 o'clock. At 7, the Pacers host an Antoine Walker-less Celtics squad. Indiana leads that series 2-1. And in the late game out west tonight, the Nuggets host the Spurs at 9:30. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. And tonight at 7:05, Pedro Astacio wants to make all of your wildest dreams come true as he starts on the hill for the Rangers in Game 2 of a 3-game set. Texas picked up a 7-2 win last night without right fielder Richard Hidalgo in the lineup, and manager Buck Showalter talked to Norm yesterday about Hidalgo's current slump.
You are never going to have a major league club with 9 guys on the top of their game offensively. Now, you could make the case that you know, it's a little bit more right now with Richard than just on not on top of his game. I love the way the guy competes.
Bronson Arroyo goes for the Red Sox tonight, who is the Red Sox have lost 3 straight. Bronson Arroyo has a 2-0 record with a 4.01 ERA. Our next Ticket Ticker coming up at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Listen to Donovan Miller every morning at 7:35 for the Secret Ranger and the tickets Grounded or Pounded. Swing for the fences and win a Nissan Xterra. Brought to you by Grubbs Nissan, Miracle Mortgage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:35 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. You're listening to Ben and Skin. We are out at Bob Thomas Ford in McKinney. We invite you to come join us out here. We're going to be here for about another 30 minutes, but all day they're going to be having just ridiculous specials out here. They've got free homemade tamales. We invite you to come out and enjoy those. Certified pre-owned cars, SUVs, and minivans have 4.5 APR with approved credit, so this is the place to be to come get your Ford on. By the way, this is the first time I've ever promoted something that you are involved in. So, Skin, let me just go ahead and get right to it.
Very exciting.
Tuesday night. Yes, very exciting news here. Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, my man Skin is going to be out at Garrow's.
Yes.
That's 817 South MacArthur at Beltline in Capel. He'll be there for 2 hours from 7 to 9. You can go out there, see Skin, register to win ticket T-shirts. Ticket Chicks Aaron and Lorenza will be there, and it's very tense because of some things Skin has said to Lorenza.
Keep
in
it
private.
Up here. Keep it up here.
But come out and bob for limes as we count down to Cinco de Mayo for a chance to win a tropical vacation miles away from ordinary, courtesy of thegolfspot.com. So Skin at Garrow's. Oh, they're going crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Wait.
Hey, come on out. I'll jam your head underwater while you're there. It should be fun.
All right. So we've been talking Mavs all day because today is the day of Game 4, the day of reckoning for your Dallas Mavericks. Today we find out if their season is actually still alive or not. Technically, not a do-or-die game, but we all know that if the Mavericks lose this game, you can put a fork in them. So today, Game 4 tips off at 4:30. Make sure to tune into the post-game show with myself and Skin immediately following that.
Yep.
So, Skin, we've been talking about this game. We've been teasing the fact that I have 7 points.
Yes.
7 golden keys to the game. Can we get a little production music for this?
This is your 7-point plan to guarantee a Game 4 victory.
This is my 7-point plan to guarantee. What is this?
This is big band jazz. Isn't that what you requested?
No. I don't want that. No. I'll go with no music. Okay. Bob Thomas. You're in a little professional. Very nice. Bob Thomas Ford is sponsoring. I just sold this on the side just to make a little money for myself.
Could use some.
And I'll give you a kickback sponsoring this keys to the game. All right, here they are. Number one, the Mavericks need Josh Howard and Eric DeVere to stay out of foul trouble.
Yes. You know, I think one of the ways that they can do that, Benny Boy, is to
play in the first half.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to suggest. And they tried it in the first two games with putting Finley on T-Mac early because Josh Howard has a tendency to get in early foul trouble. We saw him foul T-Mac 30 seconds at half court into game three. So maybe it's a good idea to start Howard away from the ball, away from T-Mac. And then Dampier, I think, has to force Ming into foul trouble to maybe see that happens.
I would almost just make Josh Howard sit out the first quarter just because he can't help it. I mean, he's probably just dying to get in the game and get a foul.
Right.
Some of the fouls he gets are so stupid. I don't understand it. But
you get aggressive and smart is what you want,
right.
Not just overly wild-ass aggressive.
He's a young player, and I might even contend he's the second-best player in the Mavericks.
They need him.
But he's got to stay out of foul trouble because they absolutely need him.
Ben, that's a good talking point, golden key nugget.
Key number two.
Mm. Number two.
Get Yao Ming into foul trouble.
Well, that ties into the first point.
Exactly. Don't get in foul trouble yourself, but get Yao in foul trouble. Because what you saw in games one and three, when Yao's in foul trouble, they're a different team. They become a one-trick pony at that point because it's all about T-Mac. But in game two, when Yao Ming wasn't in foul trouble, he went 13 of 14 and had his way with the Mavericks.
Uh-huh. And the great thing about that is Ming tries to take charges, and a lot of times if you take it strong into the hole, he's down in that restrict. That's how Devin Harris drew the third foul on him. Take it to the hole.
If he's in the restricted circle,
go right at him. No
just
doubt.
See what happens.
No doubt.
So you got to attack him. Obviously, Howard's done a good job of that. You need to see Damp do that, Dirk do it if he can, and Stackhouse. Stackhouse is great at going to the basket.
If Marquise is going to get these extended minutes like they say, he's got to do it as well.
Number three. The Mavericks have got to maintain their free throw edge in this series.
Yeah.
Right now, in just pure attempts, it's 105-72. So, again, it goes back to just basically attacking the basket, driving to the hole.
And the reality is the percentages have evened out. I think the Mavericks are now within 1% of what the Rockets were shooting were earlier in the series. Rockets were shooting 89%, something ridiculous, and Mavericks were down low. That's evened out, plus the Mavericks have the 30 extra attempts. Maintain that,
and it ties into your first, your second point there. Take it at Ming. That'll help you get to the line and get their big guy in foul trouble.
Helms, will you start this Depeche Mode song over? It's getting too dramatic right now. I'm not really ready to build up to that part yet.
Do it about number six or seven.
Maybe go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Very nice. There it is. That's more what we're looking for. Okay, number four.
Number four.
Get Dirk the ball closer to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think when he's too far outside and McGrady's covering him, he's scared to put the ball on the floor to get where he needs to be a little bit closer.
Mm-hmm.
But if he, you know, and part of it's on him, part of it's on Avery to design plays, but Dirk needs the rock closer to the basket to where he can use his body to keep McGrady away from him so he can't steal his rock. So when the double team comes over, like we talked about with Finley,
mm-hmm.
Dirk has to draw the double team close to the basket. That way the Mavericks kick the ball out, rotate it around, and find Finley or find somebody for a wide-open jump shot. I mean, the whole principle of drawing a double team and then having someone open is what's killing the Mavericks on the other side of the ball when Houston has it. So the Mavericks have to draw double teams. The way to do that is getting Dirk the ball closer to the basket.
Yeah, and conversely, what Dirk has to do is, you know, the Rockets, they're not going to send somebody until he actually puts the ball on the floor, makes a decision with it. He's got to be aware of when to make that pass and trigger what's effective on the weak side.
Okay, so this brings me to point number five.
Number five.
Which I'm realizing now is very similar to point number four.
But that's okay, man.
Number four.
But it's number five.
Okay.
Number five.
Okay, what they have to do is Dallas has to make Houston double down on Dirk so they spread the floor and can hit those open shots.
Right.
So getting him the ball there.
Getting the
ball
there
is number four.
Number four.
Right, but making Houston double down is number five.
Yeah,
number five.
I don't think that those are the same points. I think number five would be a result of if they achieve number
five.
Four. So I think that's
number four.
No, number five.
Number five.
And okay, now it's time for number six. Ben
number
Rogers,
six.
Golden keys to the game. Number six. Here it is. Number six.
Number six.
Defensive energy and intensity. For 48 minutes, again, that's from jump. The Mavericks have got out to some bad starts.
Uh-huh.
They've had some bad finishes.
Uh-huh.
They need wall-to-wall defensive intensity and effort for the entire 48 minutes.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And one of the areas where I'd like to see them focus on that is denying T-Mac in the backcourt from the jump. And I'd also like to see them keep up with the defense. It hadn't been a full-out trapping press, but they have been putting defensive pressure on the backcourt, and I think it's effective. It's gotten the Rockets out of rhythm, especially in Game 3. We thought we'd see the Rockets press the Mavericks. They haven't. We've seen the Mavericks put pressure on the ball, and it's been very effective.
I just sold a sponsorship to Subway for some of my sub points to number 6.
Interesting.
Number 6.
Is this number 6.5?
Anticipate the pick and roll. I want to see the Mavericks just, I mean, hey, I'll call them right now. You call them. Let's fax them. Let's tell them. Write it down on a chalkboard. The pick and roll is coming. That's all you're going to see. Anticipate it. Be ready for it. Get out to the shooters once that double team happens.
Mm-hmm.
Rotate around. Get out there. Don't give these guys wide open shots. Do whatever you got to do to rotate quickly and limit the role players' impact. Sura, Barry, James, Wesley. I don't want to see John Barry doing that thing where he's shaking his hand and
right.
looks like he's handling up whatever, rolling dice or whatever he's
right.
doing. I don't want to see that anymore. So get out there on those guys.
Real interesting to see if they do as much high picking. They got away from it in Game 3 because they wanted Ming down on the block. Will they go back to the high picking with Ming like they did in the first two games or with the same frequency because obviously Dampier doesn't defend the pick and roll as well as some of the other guys. The guy who did it the best is Van Horn, and we're not going to have Van Horn. So it's going to be key to see how the Mavericks do address when Ming is the guy to set that high pick.
Now, as we all prepare for the final point, what I'd like to do is just listen to this music for a second to get us in the mood. Are you in the mood?
I'm playing this with my left hand only.
That is phenomenal.
Look at that.
How do you do that?
I've got a lot of fingers.
All right, here we go. And finally,
number seven.
No, I say it first. And now, number seven.
Number one.
No. It would be if we had gone in opposite order, and maybe I should have done that, but I did this in my car 4 minutes before I got here. Number seven.
Number seven.
Nice. Keep the Germinator, Ryan Bowen, on the floor. Keep him in the game. Do not allow him to get in foul trouble. If you know, as a matter of fact, let's put it this way. Let's say you accidentally find yourself in a situation where you take a charge from Ryan Bowen. When you hear the whistle blown, as a Maverick player, get up and take the foul for yourself. Raise your hand and let the ref know it was a blocking foul. Because what happened is he got in foul trouble last game, and any time he's not on the floor, I think whoever comes in for him, whether it's Padgett, he's another shooter. My whole point is that Ryan Bone is so god-awful. When he's in the game, first of all, he has no business stopping Dirk. He soon will be exposed for the fraud that he is. He's terrible. But he disrupts their offense, much like Bradley does, the Maverick offense.
He's a guy you don't have to worry about on the rotations.
You cannot pass him the ball. He's not prepared to do anything with it. He's a complete spaz.
Right.
You want Ryan Bowen, the Germinator, on the floor at all times. Do not allow him to get into foul trouble.
On the flip side, you know what I do like? I do like T-Mac covering Dirk because I want T-Mac to work on defense. Now, your points, was it points 4 and 5?
Yes.
Those points have to be in full effect with T-Mac covering him for it to work, but I want T-Mac to work on D. So while I do like Ryan Bowen being on the floor for them offensively, I like the idea of T-Mac having to work on defense.
And there it is, Skin, my 7 golden keys to game 4 today.
That was awesome, Ben.
Big play.
I'm so pumped now. I'd forgotten there was a game today until you did those 7 golden points with the sub point on point number 6. Well, that is gold. Make sure and listen to the post-game show tonight, immediately following the game. We will bring it to you just like that. Coming up next, we wrap up here from Bob Thomas Ford with some nice little sporty quick hits right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
The Sports Page, Dallas-Fort Worth's only free weekly sports newspaper.
I can kill a guy with a rolled-up newspaper.
Go directly to sportspagedallas.com or pick up a copy everywhere all the time right now.
Put some in the can, you know? Wait, we'll have them for a rainy day.
Subscribe to Big Ben's Freestyle Sports, Bob Sturm's blogs in print, and a skinopsis on the Mavs and the NBA with our own guru of the game, Skinny Skin.
We got some petters coming in, Corby. I don't know if you're aware of this. Man, we need to be good. We've got our best stuff out there.
Go directly to sportspagedallas.com.
Hey, did you see what that hack Phil Mickelson shot yesterday?
Yeah, he didn't play very well.
74, I think.
Yeah. Phil has a gambling problem.
Whoa, that's quite an accusation, Tiger. What's that?
He's addicted to gambling.
Whoa, man.
Yeah. But I will say this, he's a man of his word.
How's that?
Well, he bet me that if I won more than one Masters, he would get breast implants. And he did that a few years
ago. Yeah, sure enough.
He always say to him, hey, Phil, you nurse your kids off those things?
No wonder you guys have a cool relationship.
Yeah, we have a good relationship. On Saturday I say, hey, Phil, you hook up a pump hose to those things and spray your milk all over Indian camps feeding Indian children like baby birds?
That's really weird, Tiger.
We're good like that.
That's really weird.
Hey, DJ stinks like everyone else from India.
First of all, he's not from India. He's from Fiji.
Yeah, well, DJ needs to understand there's only room for one minority on this tour.
Oh, my God. Just Dance Radio.
There's only room for one minority on this tour.
Oh, my God.
And that minority's name is Tiger.
There's room for everybody.
And that's my name.
Right.
So I'm the only one to be on there.
Right.
My dad, Pearl, is sick.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Yep.
He's sick, and it makes me upset.
We saw you get emotional on the 18th green.
He caught AIDS off of some transvestite in Duluth.
No, actually.
No,
he's very sick. And he went to the doctor, and they found a side of beef in his ventricle. And so they had to carve that out.
Oh, no.
He hasn't been the same since my mommy was killed in Vietnam.
Your mom is still alive, and she was there yesterday.
Oh, she is?
Yep.
Oh, happy day. That's good news. This is the greatest day of my life. 4 Masters, George.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, you could barely qualify to even play at Ventry or somewhere.
Drop Radio.
Joining us now is a media member that says he wants to participate in the next Ticket Guys Night Out in the ring. Who is this?
Good morning, Mr. Dale Anthony.
Hey, it's Dale. Hey. Well, you're a big
fight
guy.
Night, huh?
Yeah, you'd be
fight
good
night.
In the ring.
So we came up with an idea like Fight Night. But David Kelly's idea. He's a genius.
No, he doesn't come up with everything.
Well, he's a genius on everything else.
Yeah.
I was listening to that last night. You guys are unbelievable. Fighting on the radio. On the radio.
Yep.
It's like, oh, my God, my God, my God, my God.
So we can get you into the ring?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think I'm a natural for this because I got so many enemies in town, you know. I got some people who want to fight me.
Right. Well, who would you like to take on?
Well, that idiot Cuban.
Okay, we might be able to arrange that.
He spent his whole time complaining about the rafts.
Sign him up for a second of each additional TV.
I'm Sean Bass. The Mavs have some work to do. We'll talk about it next on the Ticket Ticker.
I want you to want me.
Spring is in the air, and the Ticket presents the Wildflower Arts Festival May 20th to the 22nd at 75 Central and Gallatin Parkway in Richardson, featuring Cheap Trick live in concert. Wildflower Arts Festival with Cheap Trick and a special appearance by Mike Weiner's Teddy Death, Saturday, May 21st. Tickets available at any Metroplex ComCom location. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
TheTicket.com.
This is The Ticket.
Ticket Ticker.
It's a must-win this afternoon in Houston for the Mavericks. The sticker brought to you by Miller Lite. Dallas trails the Rockets 2-1 and wants to bring the series back to Dallas, all tied up at 2. The Mavs forward Dirk Nowitzki knows they'll have a big hill to climb against T-Mac and the Rockets.
The whistle in the hole. I mean, we lost two at home, and we only won one on the road now. So obviously, we're still behind, and we're still trying to catch up.
Dallas will likely be without forward Keith Van Horn after he sprained his ankle in Game 3, and he could likely be out for the remainder of the series. Game 4 gets underway this afternoon at 4:30. Ben and Skin have the tickets to Mavs postgame show immediately following today's game. The Rangers try for 2 in a row over the Red Sox tonight at the ballpark. Chan Ho Park was outstanding last night in a 7-2 win over Boston. Texas looks for another good outing from right-hander Pedro Astacio, who was 1-2 on the year with a 3.71 ERA. He's held hitters to a 204 average at the ballpark this season. First pitch goes down at 7:05. You can see it on KDFI Channel 27. And Dallas star center Mike Madonna was named team captain of the U.S. hockey team for the Hockey World Championships. Team USA takes on Slovenia in their first matchup coming up tomorrow. Next Ticket Ticker at 12:10 with Ty Walker. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Sean Bass. Reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to Ben and Skin filling in for The Rant, Saturdays 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
You've gone from acid rock to acid reflux. Welcome to the club, baby. Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:52 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We'd like to thank the Marconi Awards for the award we just received for the show today.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Very happy to receive that.
We're honored, and we will give speeches out individually via cell phone on our way home from Bob Thomas Ford today, where this has been a pleasure to do a presentation, as always. And if you do decide to get your Ford on, come get it on with Bob Thomas at Bob Thomas Ford.
Yeah, and once, just because we're gone doesn't mean you shouldn't still come out here. The tamales are here, the water's here, and the Fords are here, dude.
I'm going to stay out here and make a real run at the indoor tamale record.
Good. I'd like to see you get it.
Hey,
another bonus for the show.
Hey, Skin, something else came up during the break, obviously, and I'd like to revisit something here. I'd like to revisit point number 7 of my 7 points.
Now, which
seven
point
keys
is that
to the game? That was number 7.
Number 9.
No, number 7.
No.
Number 3.
And so the point was to keep the Germinator on the floor, Ryan Bowen.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot, and we talked about it during the break, another benefit of having Ryan Bowen on the floor.
12.
You do not have to guard him with a defender.
Correct.
So if Dirk is guarding Bowen, Dirk can just play center field like he's in a zone defense.
Which is what he plays normally anyways. He just kind of floats around.
And that's it.
But that led up to Van Gundy.
Top 7, revisited because it was such a huge success.
It was. That's
much like Joni Lovechachi.
That's
number
how we got
five.
That mark up.
Okay. Number 3.
Hey, coming up after our presentation, by the way, Ticket Sports Saturday with Kevin and Stu. They'll take you all the way through your sports ticket Saturday.
Well, I tell you, you want to do some quick sporty quick hits right
quick?
I've got some kind of some playoff gold here. I've been paying attention to the other playoff series, and there's some good stuff going on. The Phoenix series is of particular interest to the Mavericks because if they can use that 20-0 spurt to springboard them to eternal greatness, they will probably face Phoenix next. Phoenix has taken a 3-0 lead in that series. They won at Memphis last night. One of the things that's interesting, little Stevie Nash, he didn't, it's a minor, he strained his shoulder on a hard pick, and I can't tell you, I just had so many playoff flashbacks as they had to peel Nash up off of the floor, him holding his shoulder, so fragile yet so Nash. Now, he came back and played, but it just goes to show you, there's always the chance that he could physically wear down. Now, in other ex-Maverick news circling the NBA globe, Antoine Walker, who was everyone's favorite Maverick when he was here, just so adored by the fans,
Went back to Boston. They went on like an 8 or 9 game winning streak when he got there. There was renewed hope and optimism. Everyone thought, hey, Philly's going to win the Atlantic because they got Weber, but it was all Boston. Boston rolled into the playoffs as the 3 seed, facing an Indiana team that had some uncertainty. And in classic Antoine Walker fashion, gets himself ejected from the next Boston-Indiana game for, first of all, they're getting blown out. They're down in the series 2-1. He uses a hard foul on Jermaine O'Neal, kind of elbows him and O'Neal kind of square off. And then he waits until the referees get involved to really bow up and be tough guy. And so he waits until there's people in the middle, and he grabs the ref and throws him out of the way in such a tough display of Antoine Walker grit. Well, all that did was he physically assaulted a ref, so now he's out. They're down 2-1. They got to go into game 4 without Antoine Walker. Is that not, besides the volume shooting and him not being a good fit, is that not just classic Antoine Walker bonehead play?
That's exactly what you expect to get out of him when you have him on your team.
Exactly.
Unless you're a moron and you have not been watching him throughout his career.
And to wrap up more, Maverick, ex-Maverick Gold, I found it really interesting that Antoine Jameson, the guy that so many Maverick fans were so crushed, how could we ever go on with losing Antoine Jameson? I thought it was interesting that the Wizards, here, they'll play their third game today. They went to Chicago and lost both games on the road to Chicago. I thought it really interesting that Luol Deng, the rookie sensation who's injured for the Bulls, will not play. His replacement, Nocioni, the rookie from Argentina, had a career game in game 1, just going bananas. 18 rebounds. I believe he scored 30 points.
But wait, hold on, Skin. Defensive numbers, you know, don't really, a defensive presence doesn't show up in the stat book. Sure, you can have steals and block shots.
Right.
But Jameson is a great defender.
Well, Nocioni's stats would certainly counteract that, and every time I flipped over to the game and saw Jameson just getting torched by him, made me pump my Maverick fist in the air as I celebrated the great Donnie Nelson, who pulled off the coup of all coups by getting Devin Harris,
right,
Jerry
right.
Stackhouse, and what eventually Tristan Leitner, turning into Eric Dampier and just stalking this Maverick team forever by getting rid of a defensive liability.
And by the way, the reason we're harping on this is because we get calls every once in a while for people that say, I can't believe Mavs traded Jameson. Look at his numbers. He's having a great season.
Yeah, look at the numbers.
Just like that.
Look at the numbers that the dude he's covering. The Mavericks made a great move by getting rid of him.
You're right. You're right.
What did I just say? Did I make words?
By getting rid of him, they made a great move. Sorry, I interrupted you.
It's okay.
But, you know, we talk about that 20-point run that the Mavericks went on there in the fourth quarter that won Game 3.
Right.
Whether that could eventually be known as one of the greatest moments in team history. If they capitalize on it, it's very possible that it could. But over Moody Madness, over the Finley dunk against Utah, I want to proclaim that the Jameson trade is the greatest moment in Mavericks history. So the greatest all-time ever moment for your Dallas Mavericks is all due to Donnie Nelson trading Antoine Jameson.
Far and away the greatest off-the-court moment in Maverick history.
Or on court.
Oh, what? So they made the trade. They were standing.
He was on
the court when they made the call.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Thanks.
Good times, Ben. Good times. Well, that's going to do it for Ben and Skin. We are wrapping up a spectacular show at Bob Thomas. I'm very, very pleased with the way this went down.
Yeah, I am too. Bob's a great guy. He likes to come by and hang out with us a little bit. He's a good guy. I invite you, the P1, to come out and meet him when you come get your Ford out of here. A lot of times, if you just tell him that you're kind of hurting and you need a little bit of cash, he might just hook you up with something. I don't know.
He's done that for me. Now, I looked homeless at the time, and he wasn't sure who I was, but that is the kind of guy that he is. Now, if you've enjoyed this presentation, we certainly invite you, even if you haven't enjoyed this presentation, even more reason to stick around and listen to Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm going to pop on with those boys at 3:30 and do even more Maverick pregame stuff, and then you and I will be on immediately following the game tonight. Game starts at 4:30, so we're guessing, you know, 6:45, somewhere in that time frame. We are going to be on with nothing but Maverick HSOs as we will look back and decide, was that 20-0 spurt the magic moment that we may be hyping it up to be?
Was it a magical spurt?
Gross.
All right, I'd like to thank Jason Helms, Kevin Keepers, the fake Johnny Damon, Turley and Groobs for limited hapless roles. They really didn't appear to care very much about what we were doing, but they were in the studio.
We did, but they did their best.
They did their best. Love you, Groobs. And I'd like to thank Bob Thomas for
always
having us out of here.
We're regular fixtures out here, and it makes me feel good about myself, and even more so good about you, Ben.
So Mavericks Game 4, we invite you to check that out today. Get your sports on, and then tune into Ben and Skin immediately following the game. Yes.
Oh. real well.
Oh, okay.
Certainly a momentum killer. Thank you for that. thank you for listening. Make sure and tune in later as we do the post-game show.
Yes.
The music's starting now. It's noon. A lot of good synchronicity here at the end of the show. Just fired off on all cylinders. Thank you for listening. Listen to The Ticket Sports Saturday, boys, coming up immediately right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Next on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Is that a drop?
Oh, Kevin.
Didn't you want a drop?
Kevin Scott hazing us.
Hey, Dill.
Kevin Scott hazing us. I'm going to call in Ticket Sports Saturday. Oh, yeah, you don't take calls. I'll get you, Kevin Scott. The last thing I do, I'll get you back.
Is this an online
show right now?
I don't know.
Are we on the internet?
You guys need to vamp for a little bit.
Can I interject something here?
Hey, have you checked your email lately?
No.
Can I interject something here?
In the first thing?
Yeah. Are we on the air?
Sidebar?
I don't think so.
This is The Ticket. Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth and KTDK Sanger. You're listening to Ticket Sports Saturday with all the scores and stories every 20 minutes on our ticket tickers at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Big name guests and up-to-the-second information on the biggest sports events of the day. Plus, our patented hot sports opinions from all the ticket hosts. Live from Dallas-Fort Worth, the best and the most coverage of our teams in our town. Ticket Sports Saturday, exclusively on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday.
Good afternoon. It is 12 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. This is Ticket Sports Saturday. I'm Kevin Scott.
And I'm Stuart Cedar.
And we're so glad that you have joined us. There is a slight chill in the air, isn't there, Stu? Is there a slight chill in the air?
No doubt.
And with that slight chill, you know that it is perfect weather for Ticket Sports Saturday.
Oh, I thought you were going to say for football. In a way, it is.
It is. Well, you know what? It is perfect weather in a way for football because yesterday, it wasn't the first of the year because didn't Bill Parcells speak one of the days of the draft? Did he, or was it?
No.
Was it Jarrett the whole time?
I thought it was Jarrett. Did he?
Yeah, Bill Parcells spoke Saturday, so I guess it would be his second press conference of the year. His press conference yesterday, after the first practice of the first rookies minicamp. So yep. There's some football to discuss.
Bill Gold, you think?
Oh, yes. As always.
I'm picking silver. Not.